Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
5 p.m. at 11:30, The Restaurant at 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by the professionals at Mad Stucco, the Maricopa County Democratic Party, and the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Some antacid may help. Oil prices have topped $140 a barrel. Stocks continue their downward slide. Market strategist Al Goldman says a lot of folks need a way to spell relief.
I doubt if most investors got a good night's sleep last night, but when you're in bottom areas, and I think we are in the area of a bottom, probably not there, but in the area, nobody sleeps well. Everybody's very nervous.
And right now, the Dow is now down by about 56 points. Economic stimulus checks may be giving the economy a bit of a boost. They helped boost consumer spending in May by the largest amount in 6 months. The amount of money people have after taxes is now up by the largest amount in more than 30 years. Well, the little town of Unity, New Hampshire, is ready to host a rally for former rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. The two flew to the state together in Obama's campaign plane. This will be their first day of campaigning together. Last night, there was a gathering in a Washington hotel that was all about money. Clinton supporter Terry McAuliffe told the CBS Early Show the two former rivals are trying to help each other out.
It was significant to get everybody together, and Senator Obama said he wants to help Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton has said she will do anything she can to help Senator Obama win this fall. So it was a great unity last night.
AP's acting bureau chief Ron Fournier says the relationship between the two politicians may not be as rosy as it appears.
This fragile truce, and that's what I'll call what's happening right now, it's a fragile truce, is going to be going on between now and probably the end of the campaign. I'm sure they'll come together at the convention. I'm sure Hillary Clinton will have a speaking role. I wouldn't even be surprised if Bill Clinton starts campaigning for Barack Obama. But don't let that fool you.
The rush of floodwaters is flowing through a broken levee near the town of Winfield, Missouri. The Army Corps of Engineers says animals digging through the levee caused that breach. The National Guard is rushing crews to the area to build a 4-foot-tall sandbag levee to hold back the waters, but some folks are being told they may have to evacuate. This is AP Radio News. Fire crews from 41 states are in California helping battle hundreds of blazes. Dry lightning sparked more than 800 fires last weekend. More lightning is in the forecast for this weekend. North Korea says it welcomes U.S. moves to lift sanctions. It says it positively assesses and welcomes the U.S. measures. The statement also urges Washington to completely end what it calls its hostile policy toward Pyongyang. The statement comes just hours after the North blew up the cooling tower at its main nuclear reactor. How do you feel about the schools in your neighborhood? A new AP poll indicates a lot of people think schools are putting too much emphasis on the wrong things. This is the AP's Nancy Zuckerbrod.
About half think that standardized tests is a good way to measure how well schools are doing. About half disagree. People in general do not think standardized tests are a good way of measuring student performance. They think kids should be judged on their homework, on their coursework, more often than they think they should be judged on standardized tests.
And I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division. Register your vehicle the easy way at ServiceArizona.com. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This message is brought to you by ADOT Motor Vehicle Division.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
They're recalibrating, reformatting, reprogramming, and rethinking. For 8 years, those who run the right-wing noise machine have dreamed of unleashing their fury on Hillary Clinton, the candidate. Slight change of plans, fellas. The right-wing noise machine. Will it beat Barack? Or will he break it? Listen, learn, activate your passion on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Welcome to the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman.
Your home for truth in broadcasting.
Now, here's Tom Hartman.
And greetings from Copenhagen, Denmark. Tom Hartman here with you, and as if you haven't already figured that out. And it's Friday, of course, so as always with the first hour of our show on Fridays, Senator Bernie Sanders, the independent, neither a Democrat nor a Republican. His website, sanders.senate.gov. He'll be taking your calls toll-free, 866-303-2270. Our telephone number toll-free all across the United States. I'm in our chat room over at tomhartman.com if you want to drop in and say hi. And, in fact, we've got a clip up at the top of tomhartman.com of my being on Danish TV last night. So, in fact, we're doing our show today from the studios of Danish Radio and Television, the national broadcasting company. So, Bernie, welcome!
Well, good to be with you, Tom, and congratulations for being in Denmark. It is a beautiful country, isn't it?
It truly is. It's extraordinary. You fly in over the windmills in the harbor. They're generating 20% of their electricity now from wind power.
Right.
Their goal is 50% within 15 years.
Incredible. You know, I'm really glad that you're there, and I'm glad that you are talking about what social democracy has done, not only in Denmark, but in Norway and Sweden and Finland and throughout much of Europe, because the corporate media in this country really does not, to any significant degree, explain to the American people what other countries are doing in terms of health care, in terms of vacation time, in terms of preschool and educational benefits. And it's important that the American people understand that one can live in a society which is not unfettered capitalism, where we continue to see the rich go much richer, while everybody else sees a decline in their standard of living. And Denmark has done some really extraordinary things. And I understand that you have talked to people about the Danish healthcare system, where everybody has healthcare as a right, and people have a hard time understanding a country which does not guarantee healthcare.
Oh, yeah. The Danes here are boggled. In fact, I did a chat today for Danish television, a live internet chat with, you know, just listeners from all over for about an hour. And they kept saying, you know, what's the major American gestalt, you know, feeling? And I said, fear. Americans are afraid. Every American knows that they are, except for the very wealthiest among us, maybe the top 1%, and maybe even less than that, knows that they are one major illness away from bankruptcy and homelessness. And the Danes that I was talking, this was the average man in the street, Danes that I'm talking to, they're going, no, come on, that can't be true. You're exaggerating.
Right. People cannot believe when you tell them that 47 million people in the United States have no health insurance, the cost is soaring, that bankruptcy because of inability to pay medical bills is certainly extraordinarily high. People around the world just shake their heads and they don't quite understand it. But it's not only health care. It is education. What's the cost of college in Denmark?
Day before yesterday, we had on Kare Christensen, who is he's an MD and a PhD. He's the guy who did the epidemiological study, 80,000 people in 30 different countries. What's the happiest country in the world? You know, the study that was in the British Medical Journal. 60 Minutes did the show on it. He was live in the studio here with us. And he mentioned that he got his MD and his PhD, they paid him to go to school, and that his father had just been a laborer, just, you know, whatever. I don't mean that as a pejorative, but he said, you know, his father was a laborer, like a bricklayer or something, and he decided to become a physician. And he said, because anybody who can pass the entrance exams, which are not, you know, onerous, they've got a lot of, you know, very high percentage of kids go to college, anybody who can pass the entrance exams, not only is college free, all the way to MD or PhD, but they actually pay you a stipend every month to cover your costs of books and food and housing.
And it makes eminent sense because they want to have the best educated workforce possible.
Right. It's an investment in human capital.
Exactly. So I'm really glad that you're doing that because the American people very rarely get an opportunity to get a glimpse of what goes on in other countries where all people have health care. And by the way, the quality in general is often as high or higher than in the United States, certainly a lot less expensive per capita. My guess would be that in Denmark, per person, covering all of their people, they're probably spending less than one half of what we're spending here in the United States, where they have a very strong educational system, where you do not have the kind of unequal distribution of wealth and income that we have in this country, where probably voter turnout is higher than it is in the United States. More people are engaged in the political process. And what they have reached over the years is a kind of political consensus where the idea of universal health care is not some kind of radical idea. The conservatives understand and agree with that. Free college education, conservatives understand that it is the right thing to do. And their disagreements are at the edge. Everybody has disagreements.
Yeah, the major disagreement is actually about immigration. I mean, there's no debate about college, you know, free college and health care and things like that. This morning, a reporter, an American who's lived here for 20 years, he married a Danish woman, from the Copenhagen Post, interviewed me. And he went into the doctor's office. He had a problem. They discovered it was cancer. The next day, he had surgery. The next day.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like instant.
And they do things like, if you can believe this, doctors actually go to your home when you're sick.
Yeah. This is we had dinner last night with a guy who's the president of Democrats Abroad in Denmark, and he was telling us about his experiences with the system and how, you know, one day he was so sick he couldn't get out of bed. He couldn't even make it to the bathroom. He said they just called the visiting doctor. They have these. They're called visiting doctors. It's a whole category of doctors who just make house calls.
All right, the point being that there is, you know, as I think I mentioned on the show a few months ago, we had, for the exact same reason you're in Denmark, we had the ambassador from Finland come to Vermont, to Burlington.
Yes, and we had him on the show.
That's right.
At your suggestion.
And we had, you know, 350 people out just to talk about the same things. How could you live in a society where you have excellent preschool?
Right.
Highest educational standards in the world, free college education, health care for all people, virtually free, strong environmental programs. And the answer is that you have to create a political structure which responds to the needs of ordinary people. In Finland, vast majority of workers, among other things, are in unions. I suspect it's probably the same in Denmark.
It is. Yeah.
Where working people have a voice in government. Here, and I'm right here in Washington, D.C. today, what I can tell you is the oil companies determined for George Bush anyhow, energy legislation. And the drug companies and the insurance companies determine health care legislation, and the banks and the credit card companies determine financial services legislation, and on it goes.
They even write it in most cases.
In some cases, they actually write the bill. That's right. And it just speaks to the need for a political revolution where ordinary people are deeply involved in the political process, where we don't get hung up on these wedge issues that the Republicans throw out at us, but we ask the questions that that the important questions facing the middle class. Why aren't we joining the rest of the industrialized world, Denmark included, guaranteeing health care to all people? Why is not college education free to every person in this country? Why do we not have an economy in which the middle class is growing rather than it is shrinking? Why do we not have a tax structure which asks the wealthiest people to start paying their fair share so we lower taxes on the middle class? And on it goes. But to do those things, we need to build a strong political progressive movement prepared to take on wealthy and powerful special interests, which today dominate the political process.
Yeah, absolutely. And in fact, just in the context of the taxes, the taxes here, I got a note here from a local fellow. We were talking about this on the air. He said if you have a very low income in Denmark, that would be below $31,250 a year. That's considered low income in Denmark. You pay a 20.1% tax. If you have middle income, well, it's called a normal income, $78,000 U.S., you pay a 34% tax. This is below, or right in the neighborhood, of U.S. taxation.
Right.
And only if you make more than about $1 million do you pay the 62% rate.
Right.
And actually, he says you have to have an income over $2 million in order to pay that 62% rate. So it's like, you know, they don't spend half their money on their military budget.
Well, that's another issue, by the way, that we could talk about as the show progresses. We are working very hard to try to deal with the issue of a $515 billion military budget on top of the huge amount of monies we're spending in Iraq and Afghanistan. There is a whole lot of waste and fraud in the military budget. A lot of members of the Congress don't talk about it because they're afraid of being labeled pro-terrorist or anti-American or whatever. But clearly, if we're going to get a financial house in order and start dealing with the huge unmet needs that we have in this country, whether it's healthcare, education, infrastructure, the need to move to sustainable energy, we're going to have to reshape our priorities and cutting military spending and making that the Department of Defense more efficient is one way we're going to have to do that.
Yeah, the conservatives love efficiency until it comes to the Department of Defense. Oh, my. Bernie Sanders with us. Senator Bernie Sanders, sanders.senate.gov, his website. Our number, 866-303-2270. We'll be picking up your calls for Bernie right after this break.
Tom Hartman.
Taking back the mainstream media.
3 hours a day, 5 days a week.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Myron Licht, host of Free to Be Healthy, my new talk show on Saturdays at noon. Please make an appointment to join me so we can discuss ways to restore your health all for free. Did you know you're free to be healthy if you choose to be? That's Free to Be Healthy Saturdays at noon right here on 1480 KPHX.
Ecotality is a renewable energy company that acquires and commercially advances clean electric technologies and applications. Offering a wide variety of alternative energy solutions, Ecotality is working to reduce the world's dependence upon carbon-based fuels, from hydrogen and solar products to the development and installation of electric vehicle charging stations. Ecotality is advancing clean electric technologies to meet the world's increasing energy demands. For more information, please visit Ecotality.com. Invest in a cleaner and greener future today. Invest in Ecotality. ETLY.OB.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Are you hot enough yet? Are you still putting off getting your AC checked? Well, don't wait any longer. Call Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Local economies are strong economies. Hi, this is Jeff Farias. I live and work here in the Valley, just like you, and where I spend my money matters to me. 1480 KPHX offers locally owned businesses the effective advertising platform they need to compete against the corporate chain stores. Local media connecting local businesses with local customers. Keep Progressive Talk going strong and keep more of your dollars right here in town. Visit the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Round, round, get around, I get around, yeah, get around, round, round, I get around.
Now we're getting around to Copenhagen, Denmark here. In fact, Tom Hartman here with you live. And it's our Brunch with Bernie hour. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. By the way, just a quick heads up. In the second hour of our program today, we're going to have Ravi Batra, the professor of economics from Southern Methodist University. He's going to be on taking your calls. Ravi's a regular and a much appreciated guest, one of the most knowledgeable liberal economics economists in the country. And in the third hour, Mogens Lykketoft, who is a member of the Social Democratic Party and a member of parliament here in Denmark, is going to be on our show. Bernie. You want to pick up some phone calls, or was there something you wanted to add before we went to that?
Let's do it.
Okay, 1-866-303-2270. Our number, or our telephone number, Tim in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Well, hi, guys. Nice to talk to you again. I'm wondering if somebody's being intimidated. The L.A. Times and major media had absolutely not one column inch on Kucinich's 35 impeachment points. Also, they didn't report at all on yesterday's vote. Do you feel that somebody in the media or even some senators are being physically threatened or intimidated? I can't explain it any other way.
Now, there was a lot of, I have seen a lot of discussion on the FISA vote, and I voted against cloture and was on the floor speaking about the absurdity of giving immunity to these telecommunications companies. But there was a lot of media about that. You're right. I think the impeachment effort that Dennis Kucinich brought up did not get a lot of media. And I think that that is because it's outside of what the media considers to be important. It is important. I did not. Dennis is a good friend of mine. I would not have voted for it for a number of reasons, mostly because we have to right now focus on this election and making sure that John McCain is not elected president. That would be my focus. But it deserved a lot more coverage than it got.
Yeah. And by saying you voted against cloture, what that means is that you voted to maintain a filibuster yesterday against that the FISA legislation,
right,
or some variation on that.
No, that's exactly right.
You were one of the good guys.
There weren't all that many of us.
One of the 15. Only 15, yeah. It's amazing. I'm pleased that my Senator Ron Wyden was one of them. David in Chicago, Illinois, you're on the air with Bernie Sanders.
Hi. Senator, I've heard you on the air on Time Show a number of occasions talking about income disparity and the shrinking middle class, and I can't remember what the figure is, the average income now in the United States. Can you refresh my memory on that?
I think the median is around $43,000 a year.
$43,000, okay. And how much does a United States senator make?
$165,000.
Okay, so for roughly four times the median income.
Yeah.
And it seems like it would be a logical way to impact the disparity between the wealthy and the working class by limiting senators' income to what the average citizen makes in this country.
Well,
I mean, after all, the pay comes directly from the taxpayers.
Yeah,
would it help?
You see, no, it would help minuscule. You're talking about a few million dollars, and you could make that case, and in the best of all worlds, that might be the case. The issue right now is you have among the top one-tenth of 1%, those are people who are making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year, are earning more income than the bottom 50%. One-tenth of 1% earning more income than the bottom 50%. And if you want to focus on what members of Congress make, is $165,000 a good income? You're damn right it is. It's four times what the average person makes. The CEO of a large corporation today is making about 400 times what the average person makes. So to my mind, I think when you talk about the growing gap between the very rich and everybody else, you're not just talking about members of Congress. You're talking about the CEO of Exxon Mobil a few years ago when he retired, got a retirement package of $400 million. You want to talk about that? The head of Occidental Oil a couple of years ago got a paycheck of $398 million. So I think that's really what you want to focus on. People want to criticize Congress, congressional salaries, that's fine. But I think you're talking in total about a few million dollars.
Yeah, Bill McGuire from United Healthcare, $1.78 billion.
Right. And I think this is, you know, a conservative diversion away from what is really the growing gap between the rich and poor. If the CEOs of major corporations earn four times what the average worker made, as is the case in Congress, would be a very different country.
Yeah. Linda in Salem, Massachusetts, you're on the air listening to WHMP. You're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Senator, I know you're very concerned about the price of oil, given that the oil companies hold oil leases on millions of acres of our public land and they're not using it for drilling. What would prevent Congress, other than Bush's veto, in the interest of our own national security, take back that land and start our own government-controlled oil company? I know that the startup costs would be phenomenally expensive for drilling refineries and would take a long time to start, but in the long run, at least we'd have control of our own oil. And if things don't go well in the Mideast, we'd have our own oil reserves. If the oil companies want to jack up the prices, we could flood the market and bring the prices down to a reasonable level. And I would think just the threat that they, to the oil companies that they might lose their leases would bring the prices down immediately. And if the Bush vetoes the bill, at least the Democrats could say, well, it's really those Republicans that don't want you to have reasonable oil prices. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Thank you, Linda.
Well, we're working on a couple of things. I mean, I would say that, as is the case on many, many things, areas, to come up with an approach like that, so long as Bush is president and Republicans can filibuster, would be a significant waste of time. As soon as we're back from the break, let's talk about what we can do to lower oil prices and make this country energy independent. There's a lot that we can and should be doing right now.
Okay, we'll pick that up on the other end of this this break here at the bottom of the hour. It's 27 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman in Copenhagen, Bernie Sanders in Washington, D.C., or Burlington, Bernie, in Vermont. And we'll be right back with you.
Listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartman at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Coming to CNBC, the most anticipated summer event of 2008. More stars, more stocks, more money. CNBC Summer Originals. Inside the biggest business stories, Budweiser, General Motors, and the hottest global markets. Made in China. 28 hours. CNBC Summer Originals. Weeknights 9 Eastern, starting July 9th on CNBC.
At Overstock.com, we have an incredible selection of bedding at up to 70% off. It's easy to shop our great selection of high-quality sheets. We have luxurious bedding sets, down comforters, pillows, memory foam, and even mattresses from names like Serta, Springer, and Simmons. Right now, you'll save at our summer white sale. So log on to Overstock.com/AirAmerica and receive an additional 10% off, and your entire order will ship for free. Overstock.com, at home with the O.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them, and called them, and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
About an hour now until the Hillary and Barack Show. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama will appear together at their first joint campaign rally. And Unity, New Hampshire, which has no stoplights or cable TV service, is really excited.
It's once in a lifetime. This is history.
They are the hottest chicken in town, and they will win.
Stocks have been slumping a little this morning after yesterday's steep dive. Investors anxious about a new oil price record. Strategist Al Goldman.
I doubt if most investors got a good night's sleep last night, but when you're in bottom areas, and I think we are in the area of a bottom, probably not there, but in the area, nobody sleeps well. Everybody's very nervous.
It is not good news this morning for the town of Winfield, Missouri. They're predicting water from the Mississippi River will flood part of the town because part of an earthen levee broke today despite a lot of very hard work to keep that from happening. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hi, it's Randy Rhodes. Anyone that's listened to my show knows my family is no stranger to breast disease. I even had a scare myself. Remember after my last breast exam, the doctor said I needed more tests and no one on staff could tell me anything else, and they sent me on my way until my next appointment? I walked outside and my head was spinning and I didn't know what I should do now. Well, I finally made it to the next appointment over a week later and found out everything was fine, but that week was terrifying. I wish I knew then about Dr. Barclay White at Arizona BreastNet. Dr. Barclay White and her entirely female staff specialize only in breast health. Arizona BreastNet is one of the few practices nationwide that uses digital mammography. The image detail is unsurpassed, and women appreciate that it's not as uncomfortable as a traditional mammogram. But the best part is, if you need follow-up, you have those tests done that day with immediate results, too. My next exam will be at Arizona BreastNet, so make yours at Arizona BreastNet today. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or azbreastnet.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Next to a house, a car or truck is usually the biggest investment most people make.
Hello, my name is Frank Sarwart. I will be giving Frank auto advice from 2 till 3 p.m. every Saturday on 1480 KPHX. From how and what kind of car to buy, where to get it fixed, legal issues, and much more. That's Frank Auto Advice, Saturdays at 2 p.m., right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show.
You know, they'll go right up to the edge, and then they won't go any further because, God forbid, they'll lose their jobs. Let's just say what it is. Well, screw it. We have a mass murderer in the White House. Screw it, so I lose my job. Oh, I'm scared. I'll never work again. Just say what it is. You don't want to cover the story.
The Randy Rhoads Show. Weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
God bless them, our brothers of the highway. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. It's our Brunch with Bernie hour. Senator Bernie Sanders with us. And Bernie, you wanted to riff a little bit before we took the next call about energy.
Right. Linda suggested that perhaps on federal land, the federal government might want to do the drilling itself and make the money with a federal agency. And I think that's something worth studying. Right now, we let the private sector do it, and we probably get a lot less than we should. So that is an idea worth considering. Certainly under Bush, that's an idea that will go nowhere in a hurry. But the long-term solution is to the energy crisis is not going to be digging more oil, although you may want to do that when it's environmentally appropriate. The real direction I think we have got to go is to build a public transportation system, rebuild our railroads, have buses in public areas. I can tell you that in rural areas in Vermont right now and rural areas all over this country, it is very hard for people to get to work on bus because there are no buses. And people are totally dependent upon their cars. The cars that we're driving today in many cases get the same mileage per gallon was the case 20, 25 years ago, about 25 miles per gallon. We should be doing much, much, much better than that. There are plug-in hybrids in prototype right now on the road that get 150 miles per gallon. We should get them on the road as soon as possible. There are electric cars that have a range of 200 miles. They should be on the road as soon as possible. I'll be leaving for New Mexico in a couple of days to look at some solar thermal plants, which soon have the capability, will be built to produce as much electricity as a nuclear power plant. We should be producing dozens of those so that they can provide 20-25% of the electricity in this country. Tremendous potential in wind where you are right now in Denmark, as you mentioned earlier, where 20% of Denmark's electricity comes from wind.
Yep.
The Bush administration estimates that we could do about the same right here in the United States. We're also in the midst of this emergency working very hard to expand federal fuel assistance to low and moderate income people who are going to have a hard time staying warm next winter. It's called the LIHEAP program, and we're working hard to double that. But ultimately, the long-term answer, and this is achievable, this is not utopian thinking here, this is real, is energy efficiency. It is a movement toward sustainable energy and mass transportation.
Mm-hmm. Amen. 1-866-303-2270, our number, David in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi, Tom and Senator. Hey, let's see, I wanted to ask about the WMD issue and Scott McClellan. And before I did, do I understand right, Senator, that you used to be a prosecutor?
No.
Oh, you never have?
I plead innocent, never been a lawyer.
Oh, not even an attorney. Okay. I was wondering if you were familiar with the term constructive notice in civil law. If a landlord, for example, has a broken back stair that's a hazard, and someone breaks their leg on by falling off that stair, if the landlord is not aware of it, they can be sued for damages, but not for willful damages. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, with constructive notice in civil law, whether there's a countervailing or a counterpart in criminal law. So, for example, if George Bush started a war based upon false evidence, and that he, under ignorance, went ahead with the war, but now that he's learned that it was entirely fabricated, if he still continues to act in a willful way to prosecute that war based upon that same false evidence, in law, if you tell that landlord or you tell that person, you give them notice that they are working under a misapprehension, a lie, you tell them what the problem is, and they continue to work against the truth, then they are acting willfully to propound a lie.
David, in the world that takes place here in Washington, to say I don't think that's the way it's going to work.
Well, and it's not just George Bush now; it's John McCain now.
Yeah. The only way this war is going to end is when we elect a new president who's prepared to bring the troops home, and you have members of Congress who are going to support this president. This war is not going to end up in a court of law. It's going to end because tens of millions of people understand this war is counterproductive. They understand that it is insane that we're spending $12 billion every month that our kids are going to be paying for. You know, we're seeing the decline of the dollar, huge ramifications. One of the reasons is our national debt is now $9.3 trillion. It's growing every day. The war in Iraq is one of the important reasons for that. This president doesn't even have the guts to ask people to pay taxes for the war. He just wants to let our kids and grandchildren pay and put it on our credit card. So that's the way the war ends. And nobody should be naive enough to believe, oh, we got a good legal case to be made here. That's not the way it's going to end. It'll end when the people demand that it ends, when we get a new president. And that certainly is going to be one of the major issues in this campaign. McCain wants to keep our troops there for God knows how long, wants to continue the war. Obama wants to bring the troops home. And people have to make their decision as to which position is closest to theirs.
Nick in San Francisco, you're on the air with Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you for taking the call, Senator Sanders. You are a great senator, and it's great great to have you in the Senate. One of the things I was wondering was, on the FISA legislation that's coming up, isn't there a way just to put a hold on that legislation? You've got Tom Coburn, who has put holds on all of these bills in the Senate. He's one Republican senator in the minority who's managed to stop numerous bills, and here we have to filibuster, you know, we have to get Senator filibuster the FISA legislation. Isn't there some procedural way just to stop it? I don't understand why the Republicans can do this and the Democrats can't.
Well, you're right in saying that Senator Coburn has put a hold on a whole lot of pieces of legislation. We should also know is in a couple of weeks, I think late July, the Senate will probably be here for the entire weekend dealing with Coburn's holds. So, I mean, there are ways to get around that. And if people want to get around it, they can get around it. You cannot stop something indefinitely. I think what you have right here is most Democrats are sympathetic to this FISA legislation. It came out of a democratically controlled intelligence committee, and we're going to do the best that we can. The bill was not voted on last night. Supposed to be, it's going to be pushed back to after the July 4th break. There will be an amendment offered by Senators Dodd, Feingold, and Leahy to do away with the immunity to the telecommunications company. That's something I certainly will support.
Okay, great. Thank you. Geraldy, am I pronouncing that right? In Phoenix, Arizona, listening to KPHX.
Geraldy, it's a good old Southern name.
Great. You're on the air with Senator Sanders. Great.
Hi, I'm so... Senator Sanders, you are a wonderful person. You really give us out here something to feel. We actually can talk to our Senate. You know, in Arizona, we can't actually talk to our senators. I'm calling about Iran and the resolutions. I believe I let me see. I've covered up my paper. While I've been waiting, I did some research and I found two articles. And there's a House Resolution 362 and a Senate Resolution 580, and it has to do with blockade of Iran and a naval blockade and financial, I'm sorry, I'm upset. So I got word salad. Right. But financial sanctions and yeah. Really, aren't these acts of war?
Well, the answer is call them quite acts of war, but they're very provocative and very aggressive. What I would say to you is many of us are concerned that after starting a war in Afghanistan and Iraq, apparently two wars is not enough for this president, and there is concern about him doing something in Iran. A number of us are doing everything that we can to stop that. I've introduced a resolution that says that the president, before he does anything, has got to come to the Congress. Other people have done similar type resolutions. I think a war against Iran would start a never-ending war between the United States and the Muslim world that would go on for decades after decades after decades, and it would be a terrible thing to do. And I happen to believe, I am one of those people who believes, and interestingly enough, especially at a time when the Bush administration, to its credit, has had some success in North Korea by negotiating.
Right.
If you can negotiate with North Korea, I think you can negotiate with anybody in the world. There's no guarantee of success. And the issue of nuclear weapons for Iran is, in fact, a very serious issue. But before you go to war, my God, there are 100 steps that can be taken, and we've got to take those steps.
Yeah. Apparently, John Bolton, we have just 20 seconds here until the break. Apparently, John Bolton and Dick Cheney are very, very upset about Iran blowing up their nuclear facility.
You mean North Korea?
North Korea, yeah, thank you, I'm sorry. They're very upset about this.
But it's a perfect example of when the Bush administration every once in a while does something right.
Yeah, no, this was the State Department beat the vice president's office.
And the end result is, that's right, they have blown up one part of their nuclear facility, and that's a very positive thing.
Yeah, it definitely is, and a fine thing it is. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more calls for Senator Bernie Sanders. Sanders.Senate.gov, by the way, if you want to sign up for Bernie's newsletter, check out what's going on over at his website. We're at TomHartman.com and AirAmerica.com. And our chat room is full, and I'm hanging out there here in Copenhagen. Louis and I here in Copenhagen, Denmark, doing our program live. Stick around. We'll be right back. 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
At Overstock.com, we have an incredible selection of bedding at up to 70% off. It's easy to shop our great selection of high-quality sheets. We have luxurious bedding sets, down comforters, pillows, memory foam, and even mattresses from names like Serta, Springer, and Simmons. Right now, you'll save at our summer white sale. So log on to overstock.com/AirAmerica and receive an additional 10% off, and your entire order will ship for free. Overstock.com, at home with the O.
Imagine this. You walk into your apartment and, oh boy, you've been robbed. Yep. Somebody definitely broke in there and made off with the goods, didn't they? Your flat-screen TV, your laptop, and even your race car-shaped bed's gone. Just a devastating loss. The good news is, if you call GEICO, you could be protected for as little as $12 a month. Yeah, seriously, just $12. So first, call GEICO, and second, maybe think about buying a grown-up bed, yeah?
For a fast, easy rate quote on renter's insurance, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
As progressive business owners, we know that a thriving business means a thriving community. Hi, this is Carrie from Camelview Accounting Services. Since advertising on 1480 KPHX, my business has grown 1,000%. So if you need bookkeeping services, call us at 480-946-2484. But if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, I can only recommend contacting 1480 KPHX.
is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini, heart and diabetes specialist. I want to tell you about Rescue 105, an all-natural supplement that helps maintain healthy blood glucose levels. There are 50 million people in the U.S. with prediabetes. Many times, individuals do not even know their blood sugar is elevated. If you have a family history of diabetes, are overweight, especially with belly fat, or have high triglycerides, you are at risk for diabetes and probably have a high blood sugar. If you have a heart problem, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol, you're also at risk. Rescue 105 is a natural supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
Call now at 1-800-481-3614 and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105 to help maintain a healthy blood sugar level naturally. Call 1-800-481-3614. That's 1-800-481-3614. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Rescue 105. Call 1-800-481-3614. Call now.
Thanks for calling Sunset or Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad, and what's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A Sunset or Awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-339-1089. 1-800-339-1089. 1-800-339-1089.
Special people deserve Sunday brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant. Fantastic menu specials like pecan banana pancakes for just $5.99, or raisin bread French toast topped with fresh strawberries for $6.99, fresh fruit and roasted potatoes, or how about rustic eggs benedict or a lobster omelet for $12.95. What's a festive Sunday brunch without a cool mimosa for just $7? Make every Sunday special. Come sit on the patio and enjoy brunch at 11:30 The Restaurant, 3rd Street in Van Buren in the Arizona Center.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Change minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you, and it's our brunch with Bernie, our Senator Bernie Sanders, with us. Sanders.Senate.gov, his website. And Bernie, Chris in New York is on
before
the line.
Before we jump to the next question,
okay.
I did want
hang
to
on just a second, Chris.
Before the show ended, and that is that in the midst of a lot of concern about what's going on in Washington, D.C., appropriate concern, I did want to give listeners some good news. And that is that last night the Senate passed and the House has already passed a new GI educational bill, which is the most sweeping reform of GI education benefits since the very great GI Bill of Rights at the end of World War II. And what it means is that for any person in the military or any veteran who has served after 9/11, essentially that person is going to have a college scholarship and a scholarship for graduate school and medical school or whatever. That means all tuition is going to be paid, room and board is going to be paid, there's going to be a stipend. It is the equivalent of what we gave, quite appropriately, the soldiers who fought in World War II, the great generation. And I think this is a right thing, not only for our veterans and our soldiers, it is a right thing for America because we desperately need a well-educated workforce. It is a significant step forward. And here's an example where not only did Congress do the right thing, Bush originally opposed this legislation, but because grassroots efforts all over this country said, Mr. President, you're not going to give tax breaks to billionaires while at the same time you deny veterans a decent educational opportunity. Don't do that. He heard that message, and he backed off. He's going to sign the bill. This is a good step, a good day for veterans in this country.
It is. It is. Good on you. Chris in New York, you're on with Senator Sanders.
Yes, hello. How are you?
Good.
Yes, I had a question. Back in 2001, now, I lost my job. I was outsourced to India. and I had a cash in my 401k, and I ended up owing $1,500 on it. And I couldn't pay it because I was under a lease, and I had to use that money to pay my rent and bills and everything. And so far, ever since then, I haven't been able to get a tax return. I paid over $6,700, and they still tell me I owe $2,600 on a $1,500 debt. And I was wondering, in my situation, I barely make it as is with my rent and, you know, rent, gas prices, everything's going up. But anytime I get any money, they just take it from me. They took my stimulus check. They took $1,700 from me this year, and they still think I
should pay. Chris, what's your question?
Yes.
What's your question?
Well, my question is, what could I do about that to get this taken care of? Because
all I could tell you is what I would do is, and we do this in Vermont. I don't know how it's done in New York. I would contact my local congressman and my United States senators and ask if they can intervene and explain to you what's going on and, if possible, help you.
Yeah, there you go. Jim in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Senator Bernie
Sanders.
Thank
you, Tom. Senator, wasn't John McCain one of the senators that voted against that GI Bill? And not only that, the oil industry right now, right? 25.
I'm sorry, did you ask me, did McCain vote against it?
Yes.
No, McCain didn't show up.
Okay, well, he voted against the
president. He hasn't voted for anything since
McCain
has, April 6th.
Best I understand it, McCain has been in opposition to this bill. That's correct.
Right. Okay, now the oil industry, their leases, there's only 25% of their leases in the United States that are being tapped out. The oil doesn't come into the United States from our own leases, so why should we go along and put more leases out so they can ship the oil out of this country? I think right now they should be accountable, and all the oil that comes out of the U.S. leases should, first of all, come to the American people.
Well, one of the, as I mentioned earlier, I think long-term, we're not going to drill our way out of this thing. We have to move to sustainable energy and energy efficiency. But right now, as I think the caller is indicating, the oil industry has leases on tens of millions of acres of land, both for oil and for gas, that they are not exploring. And then they say, oh, we need more offshore and environmentally sensitive areas. Doesn't make a lot of sense. There's legislation that is percolating here in the House and the Senate, which says if you don't use the leases that you now have, we're going to charge you more every single year. Use what you have before you need more.
Yeah, it seems like a good starting point. Stuart in Seattle, Washington. Stuart, you're on with Senator Sanders.
Yes, Bernie asked, why can't we have a government like Denmark's that takes care of the needs of the people and serves the interests of the people?
Well, Stuart, that is the $64 question. Well, that is the real question, and it's a long and complicated answer. But clearly it has a lot to do with the current political culture. It has a lot to do with the two-party system. It has a lot to do with the control of big money over the media, over the political parties.
You know, here in Denmark, politicians can't run television ads. It's against the law.
Oh, God.
What can I say?
I'm thinking about the fellow who spent millions of dollars starting a year early running against me with TV ads.
Yeah.
We could spend hours talking the whys, but the answer is that what we need is a strong grassroots movement that does not get distracted by race, by gender, by the Republican wedge issues, but brings the middle class and working people and lower income people together around a common set of progressive principles. Should everybody in America have health care through a national health care program? Yes. Do you give tax breaks to billionaires while we have the highest rate of childhood poverty in the industrialized world? No. Should everybody, as is the case in Denmark, and as we just did for our recent veterans, should everybody have the opportunity to go to college and get a good education regardless of income? Yes, we should. Should we move away from fossil fuel and foreign oil to sustainable energy and energy efficiency? Yes, we should. I think there are just so many principles out there that the vast majority of people agree on. We've got to focus our energies around that agenda. We have to elect progressives to the House and the Senate and to the White House, and we have to maintain a strong grassroots presence. That's the first step to bringing us to the kind of political life that exists in Scandinavia.
Yeah, it's not enough to just vote. We have to get active.
That's right.
Senator Bernie Sanders, one of the great activists of our day and one of the greatest senators in the United States Senate. Bernie, thanks again so much for being with
great
us.
Great to be with you, Tom. Take care.
Thank you. Sanders.Senate.gov is Bernie's website. Check it out. Ravi Batra up next.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brush O, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
8 Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Democrats are coming together in a town called Unity. For the first time, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are appearing together at a campaign rally in New Hampshire. AP's Jerry Boatlander is there. He joins us live.
Diane, a crowd larger than the town of Unity has gathered here in the hot sun next to the school for the first Obama-Clinton appearance. Big white letters spelling Unity stand on one of the bleachers. And while most of the signs are Obama ones, some in the crowd are holding up red, white, and blue Hillary signs, which wasn't supposed to happen. Some of those Clinton supporters say they cannot back Obama, which is not what this gathering was supposed to be about. Diane?
Well, we'll be hearing what both of the candidates have to say a little bit later this afternoon. It appears a lot of people are not happy with the education their kids are getting. The AP's Nancy Zuckerbrod reports it could end up being a big issue in the campaign.
Overwhelmingly, people surveyed felt that the economy and gas prices were the top issue, but just behind those issues was education in terms of being critically important.
A new AP poll finds a large majority of Americans think schools are placing too much emphasis on the wrong subjects, and more than half think they're doing just a fair job in preparing children for the workforce. A lot of nervousness as people keep an eye on Wall Street today. Market strategist Al Goldman thinks this roller coaster ride is still on the downslide.
Unfortunately, we did not see what I would call a selling climax yesterday, and being a Friday, close to the end of quarter window dressing, I think that the most likely trend of the market today is going to be at least moderately lower.
And that's what it is. The Dow down about 70 points. Oil is trading at more than $140 a barrel. Those economic stimulus checks may be helping just a little. In May, the amount of money people had after taxes went up by the largest amount in 33 years, and the checks helped to boost spending by the largest amount in 6 months. This is AP Radio News. A huge break in a levee near the town of Winfield, Missouri, and now the National Guard is trying to get sandbags in place to hold back all that water.
We've been authorization by the mayor to move in, all right? I just need the Corps of Engineers to assess us how high we need to go and what we need to do.
The Army Corps of Engineers says animals digging in the levee were the reason it weakened and then gave way. North Korea carried through on a promise today. A cooling tower at a nuclear reactor was blown up. Sung Kim at the State Department calls this a good step forward.
I think this symbolizes the six-party commitment to full denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I think this is a very important step in the disabling process, and I think it puts us in a good position to move into the next phase.
The North has not yet answered questions about its alleged uranium enrichment program. An inmate escaped a county jail in Arkansas and left behind a rose fashioned out of toilet paper because he said he felt sorry about breaking out. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Visa. Visa knows there's nothing small about small business. We help companies realize their larger-than-life potential at visa.com/small business.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Do you own a political or business website that needs more traffic? Are you tired of rising prices for paid web listings? Well, there is a natural way to increase traffic to your site with search optimization. When you search on Google or Yahoo, did you ever wonder why some sites show up at the top and others are buried pages deep? Atomic Media and Web knows that search engines like Google look at those sites and decide the rank based on their secret formula for relevance. Then they store that info in a gigantic database. Atomic Media and Web specializes not only in web design, but also offers a search optimization service to make your site naturally relevant to most search engines, thus increasing the visibility for your site on the web without having to purchase pricey listings. To learn more about search optimization, log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. 480-736-2711. Maximize your site's web traffic with search optimization. Call 480-736-2711 or log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
The Jeff Farias Show.
How many times have we heard from the right wing about, you know, big government? You know? They're against big government, unless you're scared. And they're the biggest government you could ever imagine. The biggest, scariest, with this crazy old yellow teeth old man in front of it, shaking his fist against a green screen, yelling into the night.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Exposing the con in conservative.
This is Tom Hartman.
And welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you live in Copenhagen, Denmark, and economics, boy, is it at the top of my mind. I'm telling you, a meal that would have cost $20 for Louise and I to have here in Copenhagen the year that George Bush was sworn into office is like $50, $60 now. And it's not because anything Denmark is doing. It's because the U.S. dollar is collapsing all around us. Paul Krugman talking in the New York Times today about how how the price of iron ore is up 98%. There's not even a futures market for it, so it's not even speculation. Gold is through the roof. Oil is through the roof. Actually, maybe none of it's through the roof. Maybe it's just that the dollar is collapsing. Maybe it's this replacement of monetarism instead of tariffs, instead of a rational trade policy. Let's get some expert advice on what's going on and what we're looking at with our economic present and future. Our old friend Ravi Batra, Dr. Ravi Batra, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University in Texas and author of a number of books, Greenspan's Fraud, The New Golden Age. Do you have a new one out, Ravi?
Yeah. I'm here. How are you?
Great. I seem to recall that you were working on a new book last time, but the last time we talked, it was just a month or so ago, so maybe you haven't finished it?
No, I'm about to start on one, but but the main thing is this new golden age is so relevant today, because whatever I wrote in that book, and I wrote it at the end of 2006, so about a year and a half, 2 years ago, whatever I wrote in that book and made forecasts, all of them, this time all of them have come true. And they are coming true as we go along. In fact, if you recall, I happened to send an email 2 days ago talking about a major stock market decline coming soon, I didn't know it would start right away.
Yeah, the top of drudge, the panic is the word that they're using. The market's apparently at this moment only down about 70 points, but yesterday over 200 point drop. A lot of concern in the United States and Wall Street that the fundamentals are just not there. By the way, RaviBatra.com, your website. Let me be sure and get that in there for our listeners. So, Dr. Batra, what are you seeing on the horizon? What's your forecast for the American economic future?
Yesterday, the Dow Jones Index fell 358 points.
Whoa.
Today is down about, right now, about 88 points, 100 points. But this is really nothing. The reason everything is going down now is that we have been living on the hog for so many years. So many years we have been living on foreign debt. It was domestic debt in the past. Now it is foreign debt. And I don't understand why no economist has raised an alarm in the past about the foreign debt. Why is dollar falling so fast? Because our foreign debt is very high. And now the falling dollar is connected to the price of oil. And I know it's just an excuse for them, but they can get away with it. They have been getting away with it, and so oil price is rising every day. In fact, today again it's up $2 a barrel. So when oil is rising, gasoline is rising. At the same time, you have tremendous amount of debt. There are layoffs occurring. This is a recipe for stock market disaster.
Or a disaster, and as an economist, you don't use that word. I'm sure you use that word.
No, I don't use that word. I mean, I've been on your show for many, many, many months.
Oh, it's been several years.
I haven't used this word yet.
Yeah.
This is the first time I'm using this word, that this is really a recipe for disaster in the next 6 months. I said 6 months because we still have, this is an election year, and the government will do everything in power to ward off the danger, to ward off the real problems, because John McCain is up for election. But after the election, there is a window of 2 or 3 months when really nobody's in charge. In November, December, and January, nobody is in charge. At that time, I think we face the biggest danger of a stock market crash.
Of a major crash, a Great Depression era style crash, you're talking.
That's right. I'm not talking about a Great Depression itself, but at least a stock market, big stock market fall, 20 to 25% type.
So over the last 30 years now, since Ronald Reagan came into office, they have been steadily by recalculating how we how we figure out consumer price index and you know the escalators for Social Security, they've figured out all these slick, sneaky little ways to make sure that people on fixed incomes and Social Security don't actually get more, and so the net effect is they've been getting less and less and less. And at the same time, they've been saying, oh, you should just, you know, privatize your savings, you know, 401ks and IRAs and SEPs and all this kind of stuff. So the consequence of this is that we've got a lot of Americans now who have a good chunk of their money tied up in, and I mean literally tied up. If they try and take it out, there's huge tax consequences and penalties as well, not to mention brokerage fees and whatnot, tied up in these retirement accounts that are in many, probably most cases, invested in the stock market. What should people do?
This is a very, very tough question. It's a heartbreaking question, too, because so many people's retirement is tied into it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the suggestion saying that Social Security should be tied to the stock market is simply ridiculous.
Right.
You don't take risks with your retirement money. What should people do? Well, I would say at the very least, if they have some control over their 401ks, they should write some. They should hedge by writing some deep in the money, long-term options. As an example, suppose you have IBM stock, a lot of people do, and the stock is selling for about $100 a share right now. You could write a call on it, say, strike price could be, say, $85 or $80, and you'll get a premium of about $22. So you have hedged yourself against the fall of about $22. Again,
right. Although that hedge, if
$22
it,
fall.
Right, although if it doesn't drop, then you've lost all the money that you spent on that call. I mean,
no.
Calls evaporate, don't they?
No, if it doesn't drop, then your stock price goes up faster than the call price.
Oh, I see. So you're basically just hedging your bets. You're hedging your positions.
You're hedging your bet. Your profit will be smaller. If there is a profit, it will be smaller, and the loss will be much smaller. There may not be a loss at all.
Why not just move your money out of the stock market and put it in CDs? Or is that something you can't do in a 401k?
No, I don't think 401ks allow that. But for that, you perhaps have to move the plan to a bank.
Mm-hmm.
You have to transfer the plan to a bank, and then they would allow that. I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah. What are the fundamentals here? You said you were talking about our foreign debt is so great, and this is the thing that's driving this. It seems to me that we don't make stuff in America anymore. The value of our dollar, I believe, is a function of what our country is worth, our natural resources plus our productivity. And because we don't make stuff here anymore, it seems that, you know, the rest of the world is saying, okay, we don't think that your dollar is worth that much. You know, that America's not, doesn't have that much value. Companies are coming in and buying our countries are coming in and buying our companies at fire sale prices. By the foreign debt, are you referring to the $9+ trillion that principally Reagan, Bush, and Bush have borrowed by spending more than they were bringing in taxes because of their silly tax cuts? Or are you referring to the $107-800 billion a year balance of trade deficit where we're borrowing money from the world in order to buy stuff from the world, or both?
Well, there are two types of debts. $9 to $10 trillion is the government's total debt, federal government's debt. Let's not count the state government's debt in this. The federal debt is, I think, around $10 trillion, and out of that, $2 trillion is owed to Social Security Fund. That's a fraud by itself. They should not be touching that money, but they have borrowed $2 trillion from the Social Security Fund.
Yeah.
Another $5 trillion from the local people and $3 trillion from abroad.
Yeah. Let's pick up finish the conversation on this on the other side of the break. And if you have questions for Dr. Ravi Batra, you can stick around, right?
Yeah, I'm going to stick around.
Great. If you have questions for Dr. Ravi Batra, 866-303-2270, our telephone number. 16 minutes past the hour at the Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person?
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Will Israel ever see an end to violence? How will the war against Iraq's insurgents impact Israel? Will changes on the Supreme Court have any effect on the Jewish community? Is anti-Semitism in Europe on the rise? What can be done about it? For a look behind the headlines, read the Forward, the nation's Jewish newspaper. The Forward reveals the personalities, motivations, and histories that are fueling the news abroad. The Forward also provides an in-depth look at issues affecting us at home, with comprehensive reports on everything from politics and religion to culture and the arts. It even has its own matchmaking section for Jewish singles. Try 4 weeks free, then be billed $24.95 for another 26 issues. Not satisfied? Just write cancel on the bill and keep the first four issues free. Call now, 800-845-2300 for the Forward. That's 800-845-2300.
Insurance. You know you need it. When the unexpected happens, you'll be glad you had it. Don't wait another day to insure your property, vehicles, or business. What could you do without your home, auto, or business? Could you afford the cost of fire, theft, or flood? Could you recoup all the assets in your home after a break-in? Are you driving an uninsured or underinsured car? Is your business protected for loss of earnings, employee dishonesty? Call Haldeman Agency at 602-279-5199. Operating in Arizona only, investing in our community with years of knowledge and expertise in the insurance business. Your calls will be answered, claims will be filed and followed up on by your Haldeman agent.
Hi, I'm Meredith Haldeman. Call me, 602-279-5199. To see how I may serve you. That's 602-279-5199. Haldeman Agency, my family has served yours since 1925. 602-279-5199.
This is a required weekly test of the emergency alert system on 1480 KPHX. This is only a test. This concludes the test of the emergency alert system on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Are you hot enough yet? Are you still putting off getting your AC checked? Well, don't wait any longer. Call Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R. For Parker & Sons.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked. And now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get four more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party. Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can.
The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant at 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Parker & Sons Plumbing and Air Conditioning Company, Cecilia Cusimano with Three Point Wealth Management, Dan Sabin for Sheriff 08, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows, anything goes.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Friday from Copenhagen, Denmark. Dr. Robbie Batra is with us. One of my favorite authors, he's written, the author of numerous books. You can find out all about them over at ravibatra.com, R-A-V-I-B-A-T-R-A.com. And I'm particularly fond of The New Golden Age and of Greenspan's Fraud, but he's also written a number of others. And Ravi, shall we take some phone calls here? I got a bunch of people who want to ask you questions. Okay, great. Let's get right to it here. Sean in Vancouver, Washington. You're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hello, Dr. Batra. I'm currently reading two books. One is The New Paradigm for Financial Markets by George Soros, and the other is Other People's Money by Naomi Prinz. The point, basically, of my call is that George Soros is predicting what he's calling a super bubble, and Naomi Prinz, in her book, she's basically saying that there really hasn't been a capitulation. The regulatory climate in the United States has been, you know, basically complete free market reign for these corporations, you know, long-term capital management and so on and so forth, Enron. And we really haven't had a reintroduction of good regulatory policy. Do you think Hank Paulson's proposals are really going to go through, or can we really get something much, much tougher than that even?
Oh, we need much tougher than that. First of all, we don't have a free market. There's monopoly capitalism today. And
what does that mean?
That means that the markets, the players are so big, so large, that they can manipulate prices. If you recall this dot-com boom until 1999, stock market was rising like crazy, even for companies that had not even shown a dime in profit.
Right.
That we are now in the same kind of bubble. The bubble, except the bubble is now in oil. Now, the dot-com boom crashed right before our eyes. This oil bubble will also crash, but the crash will be horrendous. The dot-bubble crash affected only the stock market. The oil crash can occur only if the economy crashes. That's really bad, and that's why we need a tremendous. We need not just regulation. We need the breakup of all these merged industries, especially the oil industry, to control the situation at hand.
We need to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act.
Exactly.
I believe that Teddy Roosevelt broke Rockefeller's company into 26 or 27 different entities.
Yes, sir. That's right. Exxon and Mobil were then separate entities. They were carved out of one Standard Oil, and they put, I think, 34 different companies. Just imagine, 34 different companies at that time. And now we have only five major companies. They are the ones manipulating the market. And then they are investing heavily into hedge funds also.
Yeah.
So these hedge funds then cause speculation. Speculation is being blamed, but behind all these speculators are the oil companies.
Yeah. Okay. Nancy in Royal Oak, Michigan, listening to WDTW. You're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hello?
Nancy?
Yes.
Hi, Nancy. You're on the air.
Hi. Mike, I read your book. I loved it, Greenspan's Fraud. And as much as I could understand it, I really tried to. My question is, with interest rates as low as they are, shouldn't, and I guess this is like to me economy 101, shouldn't interest rates be higher than what inflation is? And isn't that what makes it so like nobody wants to invest in America?
Well, interest rates are very low because they have no other choice. They want people to borrow money. There is not enough demand in the economy because wages are so low relative to productivity. See, the people's earnings, salaries have not been rising at all while they are more and more productive. Now, this productivity, rising productivity, raises supply because when you are more productive, you'll produce more. But this supply, this production has to be bought by somebody. And if your wages are not rising, you can't buy all this production. So they want to create demand through borrowing. That's why they have brought interest rates down sharply. But with people's home equities already mortgaged and people's credit already gone, the banks are not willing to lend them any more money. So that's a real crisis. Production is way ahead of demand, and that's why they have interest rates so low, to create artificial demand, and that's another big problem with the system, and that's why this system cannot make a comeback. In the past, they could revive the economy by bringing interest rates down sharply. This time, it's not helping. First, because people don't have collateral. Secondly, when you bring interest rates down, the elderly suffer a lot, their incomes go down, sharply. So this time it's not going to work, and that's why I feel that we have a disaster coming up soon.
Yeah. To recap it in kind of average English, I think, here, if I may. Before Reagan, we had demand-side economics. People got paid well, and they used that money to buy things. They're buying things, wanting things, cause companies to say, hey, there's a demand, let's make stuff, and the economy worked. As Reagan went to supply side, they started shifting all his money to the wealthy, cut wages, cut unions, and people couldn't afford to buy things anymore. They had to figure out a way to get people to buy things, so they said, borrow against your house. We'll make it really easy.
Exactly.
Get a credit card. We'll make it really easy.
Right.
And now everybody is tapped out. They've borrowed everything they can possibly borrow. And so this solution to make things look good, when in fact they're terrible because Reaganism has raped our economy for 30 years, the solution of encouraging people to borrow more is no longer functional because people, they're tapped out. That's the bottom line, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Dr. Ravi Batra with us. He'll be taking your calls, 866-303-2270, right after this. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Ace Hardware is opening new stores nationwide, so we're celebrating with a national grand opening sale in your neighborhood and a store full of great weekend deals. Buy 9 items and get your money back after rebate. Buy 2 gallons of Ace Royal paint and get money back for 1 gallon by rebate. Don't miss this great chance to save. Friday through Sunday, only at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. All rebates by mail. See store for details.
At Overstock.com, we have an incredible selection of bedding at up to 70% off. It's easy to shop our great selection of high-quality sheets. We have luxurious bedding sets, down comforters, pillows, memory foam, and even mattresses from names like Serta, Springer, and Simmons. Right now, you'll save at our summer white sale. So log on to Overstock.com/AirAmerica and receive an additional 10% off, and your entire order will ship for free. Overstock.com, at home with the O.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama and Clinton. I'm Ed Donahue.
It's kind of exciting, I think, to have such a known, two known people coming to this town.
In Unity, New Hampshire, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton will appear together, a sign of unity, a show of support for the Obama campaign. Acting AP Washington Bureau Chief Ron Fournier calls this a fragile truce.
Behind the scenes, these are still two big egos, both with future ambitions that are going to collide. Barack Obama wants to be president right now. Hillary Clinton wants to be president 4 years down the road, or maybe 8 years down the road.
Crews are trying to prevent a wildfire from getting close to the tourist town of Big Sur, California. 575 homes are threatened.
They're, you know, historical areas, and that was their intention, was to keep these buildings standing.
In Winfield, Missouri, a levee was breached, but emergency workers are still hoping to save about 100 homes. A confidential informant tells police two men suspected in the death of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill student president kidnapped the woman from her home. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy.
sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Are you sick of having lots of hot air blowing at you? Keep your cool. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force. North Valley Mechanical is locally owned and operated by veterans with over 30 years' experience in the field and can repair and replace any air conditioner. If North Valley Mechanical can't fix it, it can't be fixed. Call North Valley Mechanical today and ask about a high-efficiency American Standard system at 480-538-9184. Call North Valley Mechanical, your air force, at 480-538-9184 or at northvalleymechanical.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Pat Buchanan talks about John McCain.
He's very bellicose. He's got that in-your-face attitude Bush does.
Before you consider yourself a swing voter, think about it.
I think we could very well be at war with Iran. That's one of the reasons why I've always been skeptical of McCain.
And talk about it.
I think he's Bush on steroids.
On the official station of the future, 1480 KPHX.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
We're going to keep fighting for this country, well, for that country over there. I'm here in Denmark. We're going to keep fighting for America until, you know, I love George Bernard Shaw's two of his sayings. One, if you love your work, you never work a day in your life. And number two, I want to be all used up when I die. And there you go. Dr. Ravi Batra is with us. RaviBatra.com, his website, his books, among others, The New Golden Age and Greenspan's Fraud. And Dr. Batra, let's take some more calls, okay?
Sure.
Richard in Deerfield Beach, Florida, listening on Winds. You're on the air.
Tom, come back to America, Tom.
Yeah, I'm coming back tomorrow, Richard. Don't worry.
Anyhow, I'm trying to get a sense of humor here because my question to Dr. Batra has to do with, I believe the global financial system is broken. And the reasoning behind that is we have rather a two-tiered system, one that we all know about, whether we're regulations and taxation structures. But there's the other one that I believe is floating above it. It's the derivatives market that seems to be so out of control and so vast that no one really knows how to tackle it. And they're only putting fingers in the dike. And I believe, from my perspective, that all the monies that all the central banks have been having at their auctions and at their bond sales and the different money they floated over the last several months, which probably is $5 or $10 trillion globally, that it's just to kind of be a stopgap so no one really pays attention that we're really into a phase where the amount is up to maybe and even surpassing a quadrillion. And I was wondering if Dr. Botcher saw that and how he, given the Basel II agreement, how he thought maybe all of that paper is going to come back to be on the book.
Interesting. Let's start out. Thank you, Richard. Let's start out by explaining what a derivative is.
Well, a derivative is something that's it's a security that's connected to the underlying security. Like if you buy a, if you have a stock, then the stock is connected to an, or an option is connected to a stock. An option is about 20 to 30% of the stock price, and that's the that's the derivative. So people, instead of buying stocks, can buy options also.
Right. It's also, isn't derivatives included among the, under that rubric are these aggregated mortgages that have been sold, are they not? Are those not derivatives?
No, those are the CDOs. Those are actually fraudulent. More. Some of the mortgages are really fraudulent. What they did, it's like as an analogy, suppose you are a beef seller, you combine, you mix good beef with bad beef, and then sell the whole product as high quality beef, a lot of it is rotten.
Right.
And that's what these mortgage people, some of the mortgage people did.
No, I understand, but in the process of selling that, aren't they saying that they're selling a collection of different types of debt instruments, different types of mortgages, you know, some residential, some commercial,
no,
some
no, if there are options related to those mortgages, then those would be derivatives.
I see. Okay. All right, so to Richard's question, there's this huge market out there of these financial instruments that people don't understand.
$200 trillion.
$200 trillion.
Yeah, if this time the collapse comes, it will kill the system. This
worldwide.
Pardon?
It'll kill the system worldwide.
Worldwide, and that's why, remember, the title of my book is The New Golden Age, but the golden age comes after the collapse of the system, and in fact, I wrote the book at the end of 2006. That's when I finished it. And in that, I predicted that a man like Barack Obama would rise. He would bring sanity to the nation. He would start a revolution against the lobbyists, the corporate crooks, and end the rule of money in society. That's the revolution I'm predicting. But before the revolution comes, there is going to be a tremendous amount of economic chaos. So the title, the full title of the book is this, The New Golden Age, The Coming Revolution Against Political Corruption and Economic Chaos. And I wrote this at the end of 2006. Everything that I've written in that book has so far come true, is coming true, and there are forecasts up to about 2015. So I'm on your show, this is the first time I'm using the word disaster. Mm-hmm. I see a disaster in the making. Why? Oil price is rising, house prices are falling, unemployment is rising, we have huge amount of foreign debt, dollar is collapsing, you name it. There is no silver lining or light from any source, from any side of the world economy.
Right, and so much of this goes back to the economic policies advanced by Alan Greenspan and Ronald Reagan.
It all started with Reagan, yes.
It all started with Reagan and Greenspan. It's incredible the damage
Greenspan.
Those guys did to this country.
Yeah,
Tony
right.
in Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hi, Doctor, and hi, Tom. Doctor, right now, the farmers in the Midwest are getting a subsidy for the ethanol. And you have Texas lawmakers in the Senate, even the Texas governor, who is lobbying to get those subsidies removed. Now, this crisis that you're speaking of is headed our way. And these subsidies to our farmers for ethanol, isn't that a way to mitigate the crisis? And shouldn't we encourage that, whereby at least we give our farmers incentives to produce, create jobs within, like, the Midwest, and at least keep the farm prices up?
Well, see,
thank you, Tom.
There is a good way of doing things and a bad way of doing things. Now, it's true that you are giving subsidy to ethanol producers, and that slightly keeps the price of oil down. But then on the other side, it raises consumer prices all over the world. It creates food shortages. Corn supplies for consumption is down. So there are good ways to do things. There are bad ways to do things. Bush administration or Reagan administration, they always look at the interests of the producers. They never look at the consumers and wage earners, and that's the whole problem. We have to balance the situation. Prices have to be reasonable, and wages also have to be reasonable. When you have balance in the economy, that's when the economy flourishes. When you have imbalances, for a few years, some people will become very rich, and then there will be collapse. That's where we are on the verge of a collapse right now.
On the verge of that collapse. Judy in Seattle, listening to Talk 1090. You're on the air with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hi, Dr. Batra. Hi, Tom. I'm just so honored to speak to you, Dr. Batra. I bought two of your books in the mid-'80s. And when Tom, if you could put his name on your website on a permanent basis, because I tried to locate his name and I didn't realize I couldn't find it. I hadn't written it down. And the spelling in order to purchase the book at the Borders or et cetera.
Sue has it on our stack. If you go to TomHartman.com and just click the daily stack, Sue puts all our guests.
Okay. Okay, I got your book, Dr. Batra, last week, and here's my three questions quickly for you. The oil bubble, when do you think it will burst, number one? Number two, do you think that I do believe I sold annuities and financial instruments back in the 80s and 90s. I do believe that you can roll those mutual funds that are in IRAs, or 401ks, into a bank CD. They just roll it into an IRA, into a 401k CD IRA. But my question is, do you think that the banks will be secure? And number three, when do you think that this collapse will, you said 6 months, do you think that it'll be the economic disaster will finally burst in 6 months? Is that when you're predicting?
So yes. Let me see. Okay, the first one.
Thank you, Judy. First one is, when is the oil bubble going to burst?
Yeah, the oil bubble, I think, will burst at the end of this decade. It still has about two more years to go. See, remember, the oil bubble is not going to burst that fast as the dot-com bubble, because the dot-com bubble started to burst when profits began to fall. The oil bubble can burst only when the economy collapses.
Right, when demand starts falling.
Well, not just that. Right now, there is not much demand for oil. In fact, Saudi Arabia is going to produce more. They don't know who to sell it to because there is not that much demand for oil. It is the speculative element that has taken over this market. And so until there is a really big fall in demand for oil, this bubble is not going to burst. So I don't think it will burst until even 2010, maybe even longer than that.
So should people be buying oil stocks, you know, Apache or Exxon or something like that?
Even there, these things are not that clear-cut. Oil refiners are suffering badly, and Exxon stock is not rising much at all because the rest of the market is falling, so Exxon is coming down too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, things are not that easy. I would suggest buy a stock share called UNG. It's a natural gas index, not a company, but index. But again, all these are so high nowadays, you have to cover yourself by selling calls against them and also deep in the money calls.
Right, because we're so far into this process that it's sort of like, in the back end of it. And we just have 30 seconds before this next break. Judy's other question.
Yeah, the other question about the IRA. If the IRA is converted to a bank and you have bank CDs in the IRA, then they're protected.
Are the banks going to stay in business?
Even if the banks fail, the CDs are insured by the FDIC,
up to $100,000 per bank.
So
you'd want to have no more than $100,000 per bank. You may want to end up opening several different bank accounts.
Right.
And her last question: are you serious? 6 months, you think, before the stock market really goes kaflooey totally?
I think this next month is going to be a major change, major crisis in economics. Just
crisis.
Next month.
We're talking with Dr. Ravi Batra, professor of economics at Southern Methodist University, New York Times bestselling author.
When we come back, I'll explain why July.
Okay, we'll talk about why July.
The Tom Hartman Program.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. The Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed.
In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman. Available in all fine bookstores now.
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm an 8-year breast cancer survivor, but it almost wasn't that way. I never seemed to have time to get my mammogram. I had no family history of breast cancer, so when I found a tiny lump in my right breast, I was terrified. Fortunately, I found Arizona BreastNet. The doctors and staff at BreastNet specialize exclusively in breast health, and we caught my cancer early. Their state-of-the-art digital mammography and all-female staff make every appointment easy and comfortable. And because every woman gets results at the time of her appointment, I didn't spend time worrying and waiting for the phone to ring. When my daughter turns 30, I'll send her to BreastNet for a baseline mammogram. It's going to be important because, unlike me, she can't say there's no history of breast cancer in her family. Call Arizona BreastNet today at 480-314-7600 or go to azbreastnet.com. I'm alive today because of early detection. And there's no one better or more dedicated to your breast health than the doctors at Arizona BreastNet.
Hi, I'm Jim Allen with Arizona Boating and Water Sports News Magazine. Arizona Boating and Water Sports Magazine celebrates the activities we're free to enjoy in Arizona's amazing outdoors. Activities like boating, fishing, camping, RVing, and every kind of water sports under the sun. However, I'm concerned our freedom to enjoy these things is in jeopardy. We're facing the most critical time in our history when apathy and failure to take action could mean the end of our country as we know it. Please urge those you meet each day to become knowledgeable about the state of our country. As an advertiser at KPHX, I'm proud to support Progressive Talk, and I'm proud local radio can support and grow my business. After all, a rising tide raises all boats. I recommend 1480 KPHX to any business looking to reach a local, educated, and motivated audience.
This is Kim Macias, sales manager at 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, call 602-257-1351.
Are you in sales, or do you own a business? If so, think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Okay, so what's stopping you? Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy, but what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new leads as you can handle and actually make that number in your head?
We sold almost $500,000 worth of business, up from maybe one-tenth of that in previous periods. We were caught by surprise with the demand.
It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports, and they want to give you 100 sales leads free.
No business in the world can afford to be without it.
No matter what you're selling, Sales Genie has the leads you need, and right now they'll give you 100 absolutely free. That's right, free. Just call 1-800-440-1376. That's 1-800-440-1376. 1-800-440-1376.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
They say I drive a little fast. Say I like to push the limit. Every day I'm living like it's my last. They say I'm proud of my scars. Each one tells a story. Got guts and glory.
Down to 9.5 minutes before the hour. Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the Teamsters, fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more about it at teamster.org. We're talking with Dr. Ravi Batra. Ravi Batra, RAVIBATRA.com. His website, his books, The New Golden Age and Greenspan's Fraud, among others. And Ravi, you were going to tell us why you think that July is going to be a significant month.
Well, the oil prices are rising fast, and so is the price of natural gas. These are both rising extremely fast, and now natural gas is going through the roof. Now, July is the month where the hurricanes typically start. I mean, July is the month where you hurricane activity picks up. Even if there is no hurricane, even the threat of a hurricane will raise the price of oil much more further, also price of natural gas, and that means another big stock market decline. At the end of July, there's very likely going to be a hurricane, definitely in August. So July and August are the months to watch for major stock market decline. If we go through these things without being hit by a hurricane, we'll be all right. But if a hurricane really hits, that will be a major stock market fall, a major crisis, and that will be a prelude to what's going to happen at the end of the year.
Okay. We are totally slammed with phone calls here. Let's get to them. Streamer in Massachusetts, you're on with Ravi Batra.
Oh, hi, Dr. Batra. My question was, I was wondering if you could comment on the role of financial media, the mainstream, like CNBC and Ron and Sana, shows like that play in either influencing or the way things go or people's perceptions of whether, where do they fit in?
Let me tell you, they are the cheerleaders for monopoly capitalism. I tell you, I was on CNBC one year ago, and they asked me about the price of oil. I said, first of all, I put my theories on the line by making forecasts. That's the true test of a theory. If the forecast comes true, then the theory is right. If it does not, then the theory is wrong. And I told them, I have been saying since 2004 that oil price is going to rise every year until at least 2010. So I must know something that other people don't. So they said, well, how do we bring the price of oil down? And I said, break up the oil companies into smaller competing units. After that, they never invited me again.
Of course not. I mean, you go to theyrule.net. This is an incredible website that lists the board of directors of all the major corporations in the United States. Yeah. And you can plug in a half a dozen different companies and just click a link, and it'll show you how, well, this guy's on the board of this corporation, this defense contractor, and on the board of this major television network, for example. Or he's also on the board of this oil company. I mean, they're all interlocked. It's absolutely mind-boggling.
But good days are coming. The title is the new golden age. Remember that we have to participate in making sure the rule of money ends in society. We have to elect the new leaders like Barack Obama. I'm openly talking about him now because I predicted he would come up and then I think there will be a new golden age.
Well, speaking of Barack Obama, Bob in Seattle has a question for you about this. Bob, you're on the air.
Yes, I do. Hi. Thanks, Tom. My question is, Barack Obama's proposal over the next 10 years is to propose $150 billion over the next 10 years investment into green energy. And if I break that down correctly, I think that's $15 billion a year. Now, do you believe that that is enough of an investment? I personally think that's an insult myself for green energy. I think we need to invest much, 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 much more. Would you agree with that?
Well, I think Barack Obama is a very smart man. He does not, right now he's talking reasonable policies, centrist policies. Once he's elected, he will see the enormity of the problem. Then he will do much more, and that time he'll be free to adopt much stronger measures. So I think right now whatever he's doing is doing fine. After all, look at that. He defeated the Clinton machine. Just look at that. So I think he'll do much more.
Well, this is what FDR did. FDR ran as a middle-of-the-road guy, and once he became president, he fixed the problems. He solved the problems.
That's right.
Tim in Hermosa Beach, California. You're on with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Hey, Dr. Ravi. Here on the beach city, some of the real estate has been just outrageous, unaffordable. Now it's coming back down. Speculators are getting out of the real estate market, making homes more affordable. It seems to me that's a good thing. No?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Oh, yeah. Wages have not been rising for people. Houses have become very expensive. Now house prices are coming down. People will be able to afford it. But unfortunately, as house prices come down, the rest of the economy is also going to go down. There will be a lot more unemployment. That's why we have to always have to take action in time. and not wait for the crisis.
Okay. Raymond and Roy, Washington, you're on with Dr. Ravi Batra.
Yes, Dr. Batra. Well, my original question
and
was...
And we just have a minute here before we've got to wrap this up.
Hello? Pardon?
Yeah, go ahead. I was saying we just got a one-minute time
okay,
here, so
right.
We've got to
okay.
make it quick.
Government bonds versus small-cap stocks. Where would be the best vehicle for someone?
I would stay out of the market, but if you go into any kind of stock, whichever has high volume of options, sell covered options at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And very quickly, Susan in Oakland Park, Florida, you wanted to say something about IRA accounts?
I have the rare opportunity to correct both you and Dr. Batra. IRA accounts are FDIC insured up to
$250,000. Okay. Oh, great.
And some self-directed 401ks are, too.
Great. Okay, Susan, thank you so much for that information. We appreciate it. Neither of us are investment counselors. You're an economist.
No, the question is, does FDIC insure it, or is it another government agency? That's the important part here.
Yeah, okay. Dr. Ravi Batra, RaviBatra.com is his website. His books, The New Golden Age, Greenspan's Fraud, and many others. You can find them over at his website. Check it out. Dr. Batra, professor of economics, Southern Methodist University, thanks so much for being with us, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Great talking with you. Coming up in our next hour, Anything Goes Friday, and we'll be speaking with a former member of parliament here in Denmark.
Tom Hartman.
Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Tom Hartman here. Hey, guys, do you know the symptoms of an enlarged prostate? Like it or not, you probably will, because eventually it's going to happen to most of us as we get older. If you're urinating more frequently, especially if you're waking up two, maybe three times a night to go to the bathroom, that's the first sign. Second sign might be burning, pain, or even problems in the bedroom. This is not just an old man's concern. It happens to American men more often than in other countries and can occur as young as 30. So don't ignore the symptoms. Get checkups from your doctor and order your risk-free bottle of Beta Prostate to support healthy prostate functioning. Every man should take Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate will help keep your prostate healthy, and it's a natural alternative. You don't need a prescription for it. Call now and order Beta Prostate risk-free. Dial 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Don't put this call off till tomorrow. Call today, 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
Beth here again.
And I'm Jody, and we'd like to tell you a little more about the West Valley Two Men in a Truck Moving Service. First of all, Two Men in a Truck Movers are professionally trained full-time employees. We never use a temporary agency or labor service. We offer flat hourly rates. Even as gas and insurance costs increase, your rate quote will not. We are fully licensed, bonded, and insured, and every move is done as quickly and carefully as possible. Maybe you just need movers for larger, bulky items. No problem. We will work with any budget, and we'll pack and move as little or as much as you'd like. So let us take the headache out of moving. For your free, no-obligation estimate, call 602-242-2180 or log on to wearemovers.com. That is wearemovers.com. Mention 1480 KPHX and receive $50 worth of free boxes with any move.
Each franchise is independently owned and operated.
Call 602-242-2180 and get moving today.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. A call for unity in the small town of Unity, New Hampshire, as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton take the stage together for the first time. Clinton called on all Democrats to get behind Obama and support him as she is now doing.
Today and every day going forward, we stand shoulder to shoulder for the ideals we share, the values we cherish, and the country we love.
And Barack Obama had praise for his former rival.
I am proud to call her a friend, and I know how much we need both Bill and Hillary Clinton as a party and as a country.
While the two are campaigning together today, the AP's Ron Fournier reports there are still some tensions between Obama and the Clintons.
They're really upset with Bill Clinton, who, if you haven't noticed, isn't really campaigning very hard for Barack Obama. The former president is said to really be upset with the fact that Barack Obama dissed the former president early in the campaign by saying he really wasn't a transformational president. Those are fighting words for Bill Clinton.
Trouble on the economic front. A downturn continues on Wall Street as oil prices topped $142 a barrel today. Market strategist Al Goldman says now may be the time for investors to get into the market.
One thing to remember for all of us is that the best time to buy stocks for the long term is when you're most uncomfortable buying stocks. And I don't know anybody who would buy comfortably today.
Right now, the Dow is down by about 121 points. Meanwhile, the economic stimulus checks that came out last month helped a little. This is the AP's John Belmont.
$48 billion worth of tax rebate checks went out last month, giving a big boost to Americans' after-tax incomes. The Commerce Department says they jumped nearly 6%, the biggest increase in 33 years, and that helped drive up consumer spending the most in 6 months.
About half of Americans say U.S. schools are doing only a fair to poor job in preparing kids for college. That comes from a new AP poll. This is AP Radio News. The town of Winfield, Missouri, is fighting back rising floodwaters after the Mississippi broke through a levee. The National Guard is sandbagging to help protect the homes there.
We have this authorization to bring as many soldiers in here, as many resources as we can, and we can bring from out of state if we need to, if we need air assets or anything along those lines.
The levee gave way after it was weakened by animals digging into it. A Forest Service spokesman says a fire moving closer to Big Sur, California, he is not going away anytime soon. Authorities have closed a long stretch of the Pacific Coast Highway, shutting off access to several lodges, restaurants, and art galleries that depend on tourism. A Mississippi attorney who built his career by taking on tobacco, asbestos, and insurance companies has now been sentenced to 5 years in prison for conspiring to bribe a judge. Richard Dickey Scruggs was also fined $250,000. He gained fame in the 90s by using a corporate insider against tobacco companies. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Quest. Get in the loop with Quest and join the community of people who are changing the way they connect with each other and the things that they love to do. Quest, bringing people together.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. It's talk radio for the rest of us. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy. Your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 800-595-1478. That's 800-595-1478. 800-595-1478. Call 800-595-1478.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. For years, I have been helping small to medium-sized businesses with their bookkeeping. As an expert in QuickBooks, office setups, organization, and maintenance, I pride myself on being fast and efficient. Services include, but are not limited to, monthly financials, payroll, payroll taxes, real property, and sales tax returns. Even if you do business in multiple states and have large payrolls. In just a few weeks, I'll have you up and running. And for as little as 4 hours per month, your bookkeeping will stay on track. You won't have to hire a full-time bookkeeper. And when tax time rolls around, you will have a complete package without the worry to take to your CPA. For a full line of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or call me right now at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484.
Stephanie Miller.
Grampy McShane and Barack Obama on the same stage together? I think that is a fabulous idea.
That's bully.
That's bully idea. Right up next to each other so you can really see the extent of John McCain's electricity.
White hot personality. Ability to rouse a crowd.
My friends, this is no change you can believe in.
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
The Tom Hartman Program.
On Common Sense from the Radical Middle.
This is Tom Hartman.
Why did they say my name three times? Welcome back. 6 minutes past the hour, Tom here with you. Yes, that's me. I'm broadcasting live from Copenhagen, Denmark. Our number 866-303-2270. Anything goes Friday, or at least a piece of it. A little bit later on in the hour, Mogens Lykketoft, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing it terribly, the former minister, tax minister, the former finance minister, the former foreign minister, and the former leader of the Danish Social Democratic Party, what would be probably closest to the Democratic Party in the United States, and former member of parliament, is going to drop by, and we're going to get into a conversation about some of these issues. How do you make a country work? How does it work here? But we'll take your calls right now. Of Joe in La Jolla, California. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. My question is that after everything we learned about the environment and about the energy in the 80s, in the late 70s, early 80s, why did everything sort of go to the point where it just ignored it and the manufacturers started building larger cars and people just were not even concerned with the environment or energy anymore?
Because, quite simply, I'm sorry, somebody just threw a window at me and I can't, there we go. Because Ronald Reagan was elected president. I mean, that's the bottom line. Reagan came in, all his rich and fat cat buddies came in, he stopped enforcing the Sherman Antitrust Act, he did away with the Fairness Doctrine, and that part of it that was really important. I'm not so concerned about making sure that if there's a Democrat on the air, there'd be a Republican on the air. In fact, frankly, I think it's a bad idea. But there was an important part of the Fairness Doctrine that said that programmers had to program in the public interest. And that's gone. And then he essentially reformulated our economic policies from hundreds of years, arguably thousands of years of rational demand side economics to this so-called supply side, which, the basic theory of it was give a lot of money, big tax breaks and grants and whatnot to very, very rich people and make them much, much richer. And some of that money will drip off the edge of the table and help people out. And it may incentivize them to build factories. Well, they did build factories in China. And so that's where we're at. Dennis in Los Angeles. Hey, Dennis.
How you doing? My question to Batra was, but I'm going to ask you the same question. It seems that every time the Republicans get into power, they try to destroy this country by undermining the middle class, privatizing it, double dipping. We're actually they're cutting taxes to people that make $1 million a year and raising and balancing the budget on the backs of the middle class like Ronald Reagan did.
Yep.
He raised their taxes. And
he doubled taxes on working people, and he cut from 71% down to 28% taxes on millionaires and billionaires.
It's a crime because they're paying the same tax that I am, and I don't know what your income is, but I'm in like the $50,000 range, and a millionaire is paying the same tax that I'm paying when he should be paying double.
Yeah. Depending on his income source, he's paying a whole lot less. For example, after the first $91,000, I think it is, maybe it's $92,000 now, he pays, if we're talking income, he pays absolutely no Social Security tax whatsoever, whereas you're paying it on 100% of your income. So, number one. And number two, if he's earning his income from what used to be referred to as passive investments, things like capital gains, the sale of stocks and bonds, or from dividends, from holding things, interest incomes, all these kinds of, like George Bush, born with a multi-million dollar trust fund. All that money is most of that money is passive income. Much of it is actually, he's paying no tax on it at all because it's federal bonds. But that part of it that he is paying tax on, the maximum tax for people who earn their living sitting on their butt around the pool waiting for the dividend check to arrive in the mail, the maximum tax under the Bush tax cuts is 15%. That's the maximum income tax rate. So, yeah, spot on, Dennis. The GOP is all, period, and period, is all about, you know, the fat cats and the big corporations. We used to realize this in America. They used to show, you know, cartoons in the newspapers of the guy with the three-piece suit and the giant cigar, and that was, you know, it said GOP across his stuff. They don't do that anymore because the newspapers are now owned by the GOP for all practical purposes. I mean, you know, it's all become one and the same thing. It's absolutely so wrong. Scott in San Diego. Hey, Scott, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. We have got a very unusual situation going on here in San Diego. I just heard about this on a local radio show yesterday. Callers were calling in saying that in southeast San Diego County, federal agents are stopping cars, asking them where their destination, where are they going, and asking them to show identification. I can't believe this is legal.
Actually, unfortunately, I'm guessing it is. And this, I remember 10, 15 years ago when they started setting up roadblocks and stopping people just to test, theoretically looking for drunk drivers. And in the meantime, they were asking for, you know, driver's license and proof of insurance. And they were finding all these people who didn't have insurance or didn't have the driver's license with them. And it was a real profit generator for local police departments.
But
it got taken to the Supreme Court, as I recall. And the Supreme Court said, if you're on a public road, then you don't need to demonstrate that a person is engaged in suspicious behavior to check them, to stop them.
So a federal agent can stop me within the boundaries of the United States and ask me for papers, identification, and question my destination.
That they can certainly ask for your identification. And, you know, the extent to which they could punish you for either lying to them about your destination or not refusing to tell them, I honestly don't know. But, you know, I know that they can ask for your identification, yes.
A lawyer had called in yesterday and had said that he stopped them from checking his car and right. That he was detained for a short period of time, asked to give over a copy of his driver's license, which he did. He also asked the agent for the agent's name. The agent refused to pass it along for a little while. Finally, did get the agent's name, but not a business card. Right. It seems that this is a quasi kind of environment here where they're trying to intimidate and pressure people.
Oh, I think, you know, you look at what's going on in our airports and you know, for example, it's so much of it. I mean, you know, obviously we want reasonable security, but it seems to me that in so many ways, right across the board, we are being trained to passively accept a police state.
In our police forces, Tom, I was raided by the DEA. I grow my own medicine here. And I woke up one morning to find armed agents with semi-automatic weapons, a bold thingy to break my door down, and vests standing in front of me. We have militarized our police
yes.
departments. This is
yeah.
It's scary, Tom.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Scott. And in my opinion, it's wrong. This is why we need to elect people to office who actually believe in the Constitution and believe in the American way, rather than the fascist Republicans who've been running this country. Beth in Santa Fe, New Mexico, listening on KTRC. Hey, Beth.
Hi. Thanks, Tom. I saw you when you were here in town. I sure learned a lot listening. My concern is that I'm a home health person, and I reported where I worked for tax fraud, and I contacted the IRS tax fraud place, and they laughed out loud at me, and they said, oh, didn't you know there's a moratorium on investigating anybody through the IRS? You can't audit them if they have any immigrants working for them. So out of $500,000 of tax fraud that I could find and prove, everybody wrote back from the tax fraud people on down, no, we can't do anything about it. So what's that about? And is it only happening in New Mexico?
What was the nature of the tax fraud? You mean they were paying people under the table or something?
Yeah, exactly. And the woman would try to have people get upset and fired and walk out instead of her finally admitting. And the problem is that the woman actually had a very large corporation with over $400 billion profit a year. This was the people who she had doing her bookkeeping, which doesn't seem honorable either.
Yeah, that sounds very strange, Beth. I would say.
Where do you go?
I'm sorry, Beth. It's. Where do you go? Call your member of Congress. This is, you know, Bernie Sanders' advice. Call your member of the House of Representatives. That's typically the person in the federal government who has their ear closest to the ground and is closest to what's going on. Mark in Portland. Hey, Mark, we got just a minute before the break. What's on your mind? Mark? No Mark. Okay, let's go to Gary in Santa Cruz. Hey, Gary.
Hi, Tom. I just saw an article, and I don't know if it's come up yet on your show, but the IMF apparently is going to be doing a review of the U.S. financial system.
The IMF has already issued a warning about the U.S. financial system. It was 6-8 months ago.
Well, apparently they've been trying to do a review, and Bush has been pushing against it, according to the article. And under this condition, they're going to do it now, where they can start in his last year, but they cannot finish until he leaves office.
Of course!
And financial,
you know, just like congressional investigations, right? Sure, you can invite Karl Rove to come. Him, you know, maybe after the first of the year, he'll consider the, you know, the invitation.
Financial institutions will be required to give over confidential documents and all that kind of stuff. It's going to be a really serious review. Yeah. That it's shocking that the U.S. is going to have to submit to it, but apparently it's that bad.
Well, the U.S. has been, ever since the Reagan era, and particularly under the two Bush administrations, thank you, Gary, for the call, the U.S. has been one of the international outlaws for all practical purposes. I don't know how to describe us other than that. 16 minutes past the hour.
The Tom Hartman Program.
Transforming the world by revitalizing democracy.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
It's believed that nervous cats are nervous because they weren't handled enough in their first 8 weeks of life. Well, I can tell you, probably Higgins wasn't handled too much because everyone was afraid to. Although, you know, he spent his kittenhood apparently in this locked in a bathroom in a frat house, and it didn't do very well for him. He's not nervous. He's mad. Kittens have different nutritional needs than adult cats. That's why there's a Purina One Healthy Kitten formula. It's formulated with DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk, for vision and brain development. It's made with real food ingredients, including real chicken as the first ingredient. It helps support your kitten's developing digestive and immune systems, plus your bright eyes, healthy skin, and shiny coat. Whether you have a kitten, an adult cat, or a senior cat, there's a Purina One formula that's just right for her. Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge by calling 1-866-380-MEOW, 1-866-380-MEOW. You'll get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One now in a great new package.
Do you owe the IRS over $10,000 or have unfiled back taxes? If so, the IRS is looking for you. The IRS is the most brutal collection agency in the world, and this year has just hired a massive amount of new government agents to seize your property, garnish your wages, force you into foreclosure, and even put you in jail. The IRS will stop at nothing. Don't let this happen to you. Call Tax Relief ASAP at 877-222-9044 right now. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, you may qualify for the 2008 settlement program and get out for pennies of what you owe. But you must act now. Stop worrying. Stop looking over your shoulder and imagine the freedom you could have again. Call Tax Relief ASAP, the most effective tax firm with over 31 years of proven experience. Call Tax Relief ASAP now at 877-222-9044. That's 877-222-9044.
Hi, KPHX listeners. If you're not happy with how the market is treating your hard-earned money, let me show you how you can get a 15% return on your investment, risk-free and guaranteed. Investments with market-like returns and no risk. Hi, my name is Cecilia, wealth advisor with Freepoint Wealth Management, and I am not your typical financial planner. We offer a variety of services to include residential loans, commercial loans, wealth accumulation and retirement spending plans. We get your dollar working for you. So if your bank turned you down for a commercial loan, or if your portfolio is taking a nosedive, call me at 602-505-2464. That's 602-505-2464. I want the opportunity to work for you. 602-505-2464. It's easy to remember. 602-505-2464. Better yet, come visit me at the Unity in the Party event this Tuesday, July 1st in the Arizona Center. Come for your free gifts and a chance to win great prizes. Can't wait to see you there.
Hey Phoenix, Tom Hartman here. Have you visited the Art of Framing yet? They're owned by a local artist who cares as much for your art as they do for the environment. With every framing purchase, the Art of Framing contributes to the Conservation Fund to offset your carbon footprint. Frame your favorite photos, art, or keepsakes while keeping focus on the big picture. Stop into the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite, from steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. Five-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you on Air America Radio, broadcasting live coast to coast, border to border, all over the USA and streaming around the planet. We have with us a distinguished guest, former member of parliament, the former tax minister for the country of Denmark, the former finance minister for the country of Denmark, the former foreign minister, and the leader of the Danish Social Democratic Party. And sir, I think your name is something is pronounced like Mogens Lykketoft. Please pronounce your name for me.
Mogens Lykketoft, that's my name. Yes.
Mogens Lykketoft. Okay.
Well.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I've been massacring Danish pronunciations all week. We're brought.
Yeah. I understand that. Yes.
Yeah. But
yes, thank you for the big interest.
Yeah, well, we're broadcasting today from DR, here in Copenhagen, and we've had just a marvelous week. And I wanted to speak with you about how to make a country work, and in particular with regard to trade. Although I'm sure there are many other areas that you can speak to, and I would like to discuss with you. But for example, is it Vestas, the big wind turbine company here? Hello.
Yeah, the Vestas is a very big windmill producing company,
so,
which was actually brought forward in the combination of a homegrown policy of increasing sustainable energies and supporting exports in the same field.
Right.
So we became world leader in windmills for a while.
Right, and so the question I have is, how does a country, because we're confronting this terribly in the United States, even U.S.-made cars are no longer, mostly the parts in them are made in China, how does a company maintain its own domestic industries in the face of all this pressure from transnational corporations and this almost religion of the EU of transnationalism, of so-called free trade? You know, how long is it going to be before Vestas starts manufacturing their wind turbines in China, for example? What is Denmark doing to keep their jobs in Denmark?
Well, I think we have been very much leading in windmill technologies, and what we can still, I hope, and I think, be able to do is to export the technology. Of course, the hardware will be made to an increasing extent at the spot in China and elsewhere.
Mm.
So that's what we have experienced so many times. But the bottom line about Danish economy and Danish foreign trade is, yes, we have been a very open economy from the 50s. We realized that a lot of industries could not be maintained in Denmark, for instance, shoe production, textiles, ordinary textiles. And we made big reports on that. We realized that, and we took steps to transfer the resources, the labor force, the people to other areas. And we were successful in that. And I think we have been that over the decades since then. As a very open economy, we have been able to get more new competitive jobs than we have lost old, less competitive jobs to the third world, to China, to India, and elsewhere.
How? It seems, I mean, in the United States, we're increasingly becoming a country where, and Mr. Phillips has written extensively about this, where the major business is asking people, do you want French fries with that hamburger? We're not making anything anymore. We're not generating value anymore in the United States. How do you have an economy that actually produces things of value if you export your manufacturing?
Yeah, I think what we have done and what we have done successfully up till now, especially during the 90s and during the last 5, 6, 7 years, is that we have been able to transfer people to better paid jobs with new skills, better skills. I think personally that the most successful thing we did in the government where I was the finance minister for 8 years in the 90s was that we gave very high priority to what we call an active labor market policy, including a lot of training and education for people so that they could move from the old jobs where possibilities were not that great to new and better jobs. And I think if we compare with the situation in the United States, as far as I have understood it, it is that we have a labor force where the low-skilled are actually better equipped with skills than they are in the United States.
Is it because you have a primary education?
We have a primary education system, which is rather good and universal, and we have been able to give skills even to those people that you normally would call unskilled.
Yeah, fascinating. We're talking with Mogens Lugatov?
Lugatov.
Lugatov, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, the former tax minister, finance minister, and foreign minister of Denmark, and the former leader of the Danish Social Democratic Party. Sir, thank you so much for dropping by and having this brief conversation with us.
Thank you.
It is very much appreciated. 27 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman with you. We'll be back with your calls here on Anything Goes Friday, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program.
Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
You know, not too long ago, I found a leak in my roof, and I got a few estimates from roofing companies in the area. I decided on Dry Fit Roofing for the job. They began by removing the deck on top of my roof. Then they repaired the leak and quickly rebuilt the deck. But 6 weeks later, the leak that they fixed wasn't fixed. So Dry Fit came back to take another look. Only I wasn't home, but they went ahead and removed the deck again anyway, and then replaced another portion of the roof. The wrong portion. So, of course, I called them and called them and called them. But I still haven't heard back from Dry Fit Roofing. At the end of the day, it cost me $4,000 for a leaky roof and a destroyed deck.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from people in your area on Angie's List. Our members share their experiences with each other so that you can choose the service company that's right for your job the first time around. Borrow some experience at AngiesList.com.
Cubicles, temporary housing for the business world. Corporate America's way of saying close but no cigar, or door, or dignity. These open-air monuments to labor leave you exposed to all the workplace elements, and yet there you sit every day waiting to upgrade. Well, at Budget Rent-A-Car, we're in the upgrading business. To prove it, we're offering you the big boy upgrade. A single-class upgrade every time you rent a car. It's just one more way Budget is upgrading the entire rental car experience. We call it big boy service without the big boy prices. Too long a motto to hang in a cube, but a good way to make sure that all the services we offer, from e-receipt to fast brake, get you on the road faster and happier. So if you want the big boy upgrade, stick a note on that half a wall you call a workstation and remind yourself to rent like a genius. Show off your business sense and you can get a single class upgrade every time you rent. Just go to budget.com/upgrade. Rent budget and rent like a genius.
Subject to availability. See website for full terms and conditions.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Obama and Clinton, I'm Ed Donahue.
Today we are coming together for the same goal, to elect Barack Obama as the next president of the United States.
In Unity, New Hampshire, Hillary Clinton is making her first public appearance with Barack Obama since she bowed out of the presidential race.
I am proud to call her a friend, and I know how much we need both Bill and Hillary Clinton as a party,
And as a country?
Oil prices climb briefly to a new record, $142 a barrel. Divers are searching a lake in Vermont for missing 12-year-old Brooke Bennett.
The head of the state police is calling this a MySpace case. They're investigating really heavily communications Brooke had on MySpace.
Wilson Ring, police aren't ruling out the possibility the girl may be out of state. Tropical storm Boris has formed in the East Pacific, but forecasters say the storm is not a threat to land. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 146 points. I'm Ed Donahue.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Forget everything you thought you knew about talk radio. This is the Valley's Progression Talk. 1480 KPHX.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480-KPHX.com.
The Mike Malloy Show.
This is astonishing. Astonishing. Pickle says he's made the very tough decisions that I think people would want their leader to make, and I know Americans appreciate. Will somebody tell her that her husband's approval rating is approaching single digits? What? How many Valiums did this woman take?
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
34 minutes past the hour. As they say, this just in from the news wires. We have a new technology. That was the message out of the McCain camp today as Senator John McCain unveiled a newly refurbished Cindy McCain robot featuring a state-of-the-art replacement head. Well, the Cindy McCain robot has been a fixture during the primary campaign, appearing at the senator's side at hundreds of campaign events. The McCain campaign went out of his way to indicate that with its newly installed head, the Sinbot 9000 was ready to take it to a whole new level. This new head is going to enable the Cindy McCain robot to do things that it could never do before, said McCain aide Davidson Matz. For one thing, it will now be able to talk. Mr. Davidson said that while the robot's previous head had been able to emit simple sentences such as, "I've always been proud of my country," the replacement head will have a 400-word vocabulary that will enable the android to simulate human-like speech. Mr. Davidson said the robot will be able to talk about the economy as well as Senator McCain himself can. He also said that the newly improved Cindy McCain robot would have increased data storage, enabling it to store up to 2,000 recipes from a variety of online recipe sites. Appearing with Senator McCain at its unveiling, the Sinbot 9000's new head appeared virtually identical to the previous one, down to its blonde hair and glassy-eyed stare. Beaming with pride, the GOP nominee remarked on the new head's resemblance to the old one, "She still plasters her makeup on like a trollop." Elsewhere, President Bush announced plans to carve Iraq into two regions, full serve and self serve. A tip of the hat and thanks to Andy Borowitz, BorowitzReport.org, for that. And this just in from the wire service, and no, this one is actually serious. This is not tongue-in-cheek. Guess who the two senators are who are co-sponsoring the new Defense of Marriage law? This is the Marriage Protection Amendment. It is being sponsored in the United States Senate by Senator David Vitter, yes, the guy who got busted with the hooker, and Senator Larry Craig, yes, the guy who likes to use the men's room in the Minneapolis airport with other men. These two guys are these two Republicans. Oh, my. It just, you know, okay, which one is more absurd? The one that Andy Borowitz made up or the one that's actually coming to you? Thanks with appreciation to the Republicans in the United States Senate. I don't know. I can't tell the difference. Ernest in Los Angeles. Hey, Ernest, what's on your mind today? Ernest? No, Ernest. Lizzie in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Lizzie, what's on your mind today?
Lizzie,
you are on the air.
Oh, okay. This is Lizzie from Seattle. I'm actually a lawyer, and in Washington State, we have more laws against these random stop type of things that are happening that you were discussing in San Diego.
Oh, you
do? It's illegal. It's illegal in Washington State to do that. They can, of course, stop you under some pretense like, oh, your brake light's out or something like that. And they can require ID and things like that. But they can't do roadblocks and things like that in Washington State. Just like marriage is going from state to state to state, this is where states' rights come in, and people in their states can prevent this kind of action from happening, even though a federal judge or a federal court says, hey, this is okay, we can give the people more rights in each state than the federal government gives us.
So, you know, I remember this happening. In fact, I remember being outraged about it more than a decade ago. And I think at the time, Louise and I were living in Atlanta, Georgia. And I recall that it went to a Supreme Court. It must have been the Supreme Court for the state of Georgia. Mm-hmm. Because somebody sued and said, no, you can't stop. Because they were just setting up these random roadblocks. And just, you know, saying driver's license and insurance, please. And if they smelled anything or you looked glassy-eyed or whatever, they'd get you, have you step out of the car and do a sobriety test. And with no probable cause. Apparently the state Supreme Court then ruled that it was consistent or legal or constitutional or whatever.
Right. They have to have probable cause. And, you know, we have more rights in Washington.
No, but this is without probable cause.
Right. In Washington State, for example, we have the new domestic partnership law. We're working towards marriage through the legislature since it was turned down through the courts. We have the Equal Rights Amendment in Washington State. And education, public education, is a fundamental right in Washington State, whereas it's not federally. So people out there who are like hemming and hawing over federal decisions, you can change how your state handles these situations, because the states, while they can't give you less rights from the federal government, you can get more rights from your state.
But to a certain extent. I mean, for example, the Miranda case said that, you know, under the Fifth Amendment, people actually have to be informed of their rights if they're arrested. You know, I mean, the Supreme Court has gotten into what has to happen at a moment of arrest or a moment of contact with the
police
department.
And it's different state by state. And some people in this state...
What's the federal threshold, though? Isn't the federal threshold that anybody can be stopped for no reason at all and asked, as long as they're on a public street? It can't be
Not
stopped
in
if
Washington
they're...
State. Not in Washington State. They have
to finish my sentence.
And
just to ask for identification.
The action of being arrested is defined differently federally versus Washington
State. No, I'm not talking about an arrest. I'm saying a police officer can pull your car over and say, I would like to see your driver's license and proof of insurance, period, in any state in the United States. Is that not the case?
That's not true. That's they have to have probable cause. They have to see you driving erratically. Maybe you seem suspicious in some other way.
Okay.
But that's you can't
do
that.
Well, Lizzie, you have educated me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And everybody has, in their state, the right to fight for these rights.
Okay.
And just because there's a federal threshold does not mean your state cannot provide you with extra rights.
Great. Thank you, Lizzie. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Let's see here. Paul in Durham, California. Hey, Paul, you wanted to talk about 9/11.
Yeah, Tom, love your show and your books. Keep up the good work, man.
Thank you.
My argument is what I wanted to rant a little bit about was how you frame that every time the subject comes up about Osama bin Laden and the Arab boys being responsible for it when there's really very little evidence of that fact. In fact, Osama's not even on the FBI's most wanted list.
Yeah, I find that very curious.
and kudos to you when you had Kevin Ryan and Michael Shermer on there for the debate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But you showed a great deal of knowledge about the holes in the official conspiracy theory. And I just in the future when you talk about that, just I would appreciate it because I'm a regular listener, and I would appreciate it if you would not frame it in that respect because. A lot, the evidence that went before the 9/11 Commission was very probably gleaned by torture. Mm. The 9/11 commissioners had serious doubts about their final report.
And this evidence, I mean, this makes the Warren Commission look clean. You know, this is Swiss cheese. The problem, Paul, the line that I haven't been willing to step over on the air is saying that I have any idea what actually happened. And that's the line that I don't think any of us can really step over because there has been so little competent research. You know, I realize there's an army of independent researchers out there, but I can tell you from when we produced our show on 9/11, half of them are fighting with the other half. You know, there's all these factions that are out there. And the reality is that, you know, it took 40 years to figure out who killed John Kennedy. I hope it doesn't take 40 years to figure out what happened on 9/11. But it's certainly we don't have a clue at this point, in my opinion.
You ought to have Richard Gage, who is the head of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, on there. He is a structural architect and engineer.
Yeah, I believe that we have corresponded. I know that we corresponded with a number of people. You know, back when we put together the last show. This actually, we've done several shows on 9/11 over the last couple of years, but the most recent one that we did. But yeah, spot on. And of course, David Ray Griffin has been on this program three or four times. I think it's been a while since he's been on. But 9/11 is, in my opinion, an open question. Every dimension of it. And I'll just leave it at that. Linda in Los Angeles. Hey, Linda.
Hi.
Hi.
Tom?
You're on the air.
Good to talk to you. I haven't seen you since the 11th hour. But anyways, I wanted to say that I missed hearing your guest, Vince Bugliosi.
Yeah, he was on about maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago. We had him when his book first came out.
Yeah, well, I saw him. We had the in Venice at the United Methodist Church here. He was presented by PDA, Progressive Democrats, you know, of America and West Side. And it was a sold-out room. And I just wanted to follow up to get your take on, you know, what you thought of his
suggestion
of George W. Bush for murder.
Yeah, Linda, I thank you for calling and asking that. I believe that he is spot on. And for our listeners who don't know or who didn't hear that segment, basically Vince Bugliosi, who is the prosecutor who prosecuted Charlie Manson, wrote the book Helter Skelter, successfully prosecuted 108 out of 109 capital murder cases when he was the head prosecutor in L.A. He is suggesting that individual local prosecutors around the United States in jurisdictions where individuals have died in Iraq as a result of the Iraq war that Bush lied us into, that those prosecutors have the statutory authority, that they have the legal authority to prosecute George W. Bush for murder. Speaking of statutory authority, just I'm just looking here at the United States Supreme Court in Michigan Police versus SITZ, SITZ, 496 U.S. 444. This was a 1990 case. Drunk driving checkpoints or roadblocks have been found to be a reasonable search and seizure by the United States Supreme Court. In Michigan Police versus Sitz, it found that the public concern about drunk driving outweighed the interference of the individual liberty of the driver who is stopped. So it turns out the Supreme Court says, yes, they can set up random roadblocks anywhere.
Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m., Rachel Maddow at 9, weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
My home is 70 years old, and so are some of its problems. I was looking for a handyman to seal a leaky sink when I called Brad Schrader. Brad answered the phone himself and set up an appointment for the following day. He was on time and neatly dressed, and I quickly knew how much he enjoyed his job because he wouldn't shut up about it. First, he details all the problems. Then he gives the reasons why the problems need to be fixed. He tells you how much every little thing costs and why it costs that much. He is constantly explaining himself and often explains the explanations. But you know what? He is the perfect gentleman. Brad is nice and just wants to make sure you feel good about the work he's doing. I would recommend Brad without a thought. But next time, I think I'll let him do the work when I'm not home.
Find thousands of unbiased reports and reviews from members in your area on Angie's List. From handymen to electricians, educate your guests at AngiesList.com.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600. 480-314-7600 or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Spring is here and summer is rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
The primaries are over. The candidate is locked, and now it's up to all of us to make sure we don't get 4 more years of this.
I'm the decider, and I decide what is best.
As Barack Obama squares off against Grandpa McCain, we progressives must unite to take our country back. 1480 KPHX invites you to a free unity party. Tuesday, July 1st. Meet 1480's Jeff Farias. Mix and mingle with your fellow progressives. And most importantly, celebrate the beginning of a new American era.
Yes, we can.
The 1480 KPHX Unity Party, Tuesday, July 1st, starting at 5 p.m. at 1130 The Restaurant at 455 3rd Street in the Arizona Center, downtown Phoenix. Details at 1480kphx.com. Brought to you in part by Gerald Richard for County Attorney, Sun Cellular Wireless Repair, Howard Shanker for Congress, Fighting for the People of Arizona, and 1480 KPHX, the official station of the future.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Hey, thanks so much to Louise Hartman, to my producer, Sean Taylor, to Chris Rosen, Lauren Kirshner, Marcus Hillman, and Clay Kaplis at Air America Radio, to Sue Nethercutt and the folks in our chat room, Mike Toth, who does our audio archives on our website, to our affiliates, our sponsors, and to you for listening to our program. And a special thanks to Leah and Jesper and all the folks, the engineers and all the great folks at Danish Radio who made their studio facilities available to us this week that we've been doing our program here. It is much and deeply and humbly appreciated. 866-303-2270, our telephone number. And I believe we're going to have Ellen Ratner on in just a moment. But first, let me take a call from, hang on just a minute. We do have Ellen Ratner on. Hey, Ellen, what's up? What's going on in
well,
the world?
First of all, you know what's interesting, because I'm going to start out with some world news that is affected by the United States. Last night, U.S. Congress adopted the Supplemental Appropriations Bill, $665 million for the United Nations. Well, today, your friends at the Bush administration announced that it was going to withhold $39.7 million that Congress appropriated for the UN Population Fund. This is the seventh consecutive year it has done so.
Which means that there's going to be more people dying of AIDS in the third world.
Right. And although this is kind of interesting, because on the AIDS thing, well, I'll get to that in a second, because the Senate did something interesting on that as well today, actually. But this has to do with the administration will withhold it if there's any programming that supports or participates in the management of a program of coercive or involuntary sterilization, or, as you know, of course, abortion is the other issue. So they absolutely are withholding the whole amount of money. Now, on the AIDS thing, that's very interesting, because actually there had been a bipartisan group of people supported by the Bushies, believe it or not, who wanted to put the $50 billion in for the five-year AIDS program. The House passed it in April, 308 to 116, and then Tom Coburn was originally totally objecting to it. He came along with it, with Biden and Lugar negotiating that, and now Jeff Sessions from Alabama is putting a hold on that money.
Oh, that's interesting. That's very interesting. By the way, did you see who the two Republican senators are who are sponsoring a constitutional amendment to make marriage, in defense of marriage, solely between a man and a woman?
I did not.
I have to tell you this, Ellen. You're going to fall over. David Vitter and Larry Craig.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious.
Isn't that great? David Vitter, you know, Mr. Busted with a Hooker, and Larry Craig, Mr. Busted in the Men's Room. These two guys are putting forward a constitutional amendment to defend marriage.
That is really unbelievable.
It's like, Houston, we have a problem.
Wow. Okay, so a couple other things. As you know, yesterday there was the issue of the Medicare cut. 10.6% go into effect July 1st. Of course, that did not get turned around. Harry Reid's, there was an offer from the Republicans to put a 30-day temporary stop on that cut. Harry Reid did not take it, and I think for procedural matters, but claims that he will bring it up again.
Yeah.
So that is going on. Also, as you know, today in Unity, New Hampshire, we had a speech by both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. She wore, it's interesting, there's this photo of them coming off a plane. She wears a blue suit, of course, for blue states, and he is wearing pretty much a matching blue tie.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Now, I understand that when she introduced him to her fundraisers, that some folks said you could cut the air with a knife, that there was...
Yeah, this was last night at the Mayflower Hotel.
Yeah, that was not quite the love fest they were hoping it would be.
Not at all. But it's interesting, today, actually, the Obama campaign hired a woman who you may have interviewed. She certainly made the rounds during Take Back America. I'm just looking for my notes. The Obama campaign hired two sort of Hillary Clinton people. One of them is a woman who, she was her policy person, Hillary Clinton's policy person. Then they also hired somebody from the Center for American Progress. So that negotiation kind of got made. But these are not two people that like each other very much.
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that can be repaired. You know, I hope springs eternal. I hope that relationship can be fixed. By the way, what is the fate and future of the FISA? Where's this FISA bill at in the Senate?
Well, the FISA bill, they say that it is going to be voted on the Tuesday that they get back. So let's see, the 7th is officially the end of the holiday, so it would be probably Tuesday, the 8th of July.
So we've got a week and a half, basically, to lobby our senators to say,
that's exactly right.
Thing.
Yep. Yeah. They are also, that's another sort of area that they're going to work on. Also, the Treasury Department today, or Commerce Department, said that there is now a 33-year high in after-tax income for the last month, but of course people think that is due to the stimulus checks.
Oh, yeah.
So
well,
there's
of course.
Sort of a one-time bump.
You pass out, you know, a few billion bucks, and you're going to see a few billion bucks show up in the economy. What a surprise.
Right.
So
Melanie Barnes is the person from the Center for American Progress, and Neera Tanden is the person that worked for Hillary Clinton in policy. And you may have interviewed her at the center that day. We're all in Washington.
Right. Okay. Ellen, thanks so much for the update on the news.
Okay.
It is always great to hear from you. Ellen Ratner with the Talk Radio News Service, and I'll talk to you the week after.
We're taking
I'm back
the next
in the
week
States.
Off, so.
Yeah, so am I. So am I. Thank you, Ellen. TalkRadioNews.com. Next week, I'll be here live on Tuesday, but Monday, Mark Maron will be filling in for me, and that should be a great show. Check it out. And don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Tag, you're it. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Tuesday.
You are listening to Tom Hartman.
For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit HartmanRadio.com.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Coming to CNBC, the most anticipated summer event of 2008. More stars. More stocks, more money. CNBC Summer Originals. Inside the biggest business stories. Budweiser, General Motors, and the hottest global markets. Made in China. 28 hours. CNBC Summer Originals. Weeknights 9 Eastern. Starting July 9th on CNBC.
Since 1991, more than 2,300 union leaders have been murdered in Colombia. It's the most dangerous place in the world for workers to speak out for better wages and working conditions. Maybe that's why George Bush and his big business benefactors think Colombia is a perfect trading partner and are pushing a so-called free trade agreement between the two countries. Call your representative in Congress today and urge them to stop the Colombia trade deal. Tell them that murder shouldn't be rewarded with trade. Go to Teamster.org for more information.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brush O, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. WWW, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News.
I'm Diane Kepley. On a sunny day in New Hampshire, former Democratic rivals Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton appeared together to try to bring their supporters together for the campaign against John McCain. The setting, the small town of Unity. The AP's Jerry Bodlander joins us live. And Jerry, give us a sense of what these two candidates had to say today.
Diane, Obama and Clinton entered this rally together in the shadow of this 5-foot-high white letters that spelled out the word unity. Clinton right away urged her supporters to join her in backing Obama, so as she put it, the 36 million people who voted for the two of them could create an unstoppable force for change. Obama sat quietly as Clinton spoke, and when it was his turn, he was very thankful for her support, praised her profusely. But it is still unclear exactly how she fits into future Obama campaign plans. Diane?
The economy figures to be a big issue in this year's campaign, and there is some nervousness among Wall Street traders. This is market strategist Al Goldman.
I doubt if most investors got a good night's sleep last night, but when you're in bottom areas, and I think we are in the area of a bottom, probably not there, but in the area, nobody sleeps well. Everybody's very nervous.
Right now, the Dow is down about 65 points. Oil is again trading at more than $140 a barrel. Economic stimulus checks may have helped things along in May. People increased their spending last month and saw a little bit more take-home pay. But the AP's John Belmont says the experts aren't sure just how long the boost to the economy might last.
The government is trying to pump things up with nearly $107 billion worth of economic stimulus payments this year. The Bush administration hopes that'll be enough to offset the prolonged housing slump, severe credit crisis, and soaring energy bills. But economists are worried the boost will last only as long as the checks do.
In Winfield, Missouri, water is rushing through a break in a levee along the Mississippi River. A huge sandbagging effort is underway there. This is AP Radio News. Fire crews in California are battling a lightning-sparked blaze. It's moving closer and closer to the town of Big Sur. They've reinforced fire lines near homes in